Hey everybody, thanks for listening. We just want to thank our patrons. Steve Ariza.
Zavarek.
Oi, Harkin.
Steven Vest.
Yaddle.
Chados.
Michael Davis.
James Burns.
Michael Drescher.
The amazing
Amanda Denon.
And Will. If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ragnardrock. That's patreon.com/ragnardrock. Every donation really helps, so thank you.
Ooh, we are recording.
I don't have a character yet.
Me either.
We're going to do it with my mic because it's really quick.
Oh no, oops. What if I mess up?
Well, then you're an idiot and you'll be laughed at and you'll deserve it. Hey everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
Tonight, Actual Play.
We are playing The Witch is Dead. It is a one-page RPG written by the guy who wrote Honey Heist.
James Earl
whose
Jones.
Name I don't remember right now, but
forgot
it's
to say
good.
Ding Dong before you said The Witch is Dead.
So I'm going to read you guys. I'm going to read you guys the description. This is the setup for the game.
Read it.
Once upon a time, there was a kind and wise and beautiful witch who lived in the forest with her familiars, and her life was peaceful and happy. Until a fucking witch hunter broke into her cottage and dragged her out and fucking murdered her, now she's dead. But if you get revenge and kill him and bring his eyes to her corpse within a week, she'll come back to life. Or so you've heard. Even if it doesn't work, at least he's dead. So you are all cute woodland animals. So you have 4 stats. So write these down, and I'll give you the numbers in a second. So you have clever, which you use to interact and understand humans. There's fierce, which is used to scare, drag, push, carry, bite, and scratch. There's sly, which is sneak, steal, and hide. And then you have quick. To run away, climb, evade, etc. So now everyone rolls 1d10 to find out what cute woodland animal.
Come on,
I already messed up. I spelled fierce wrong.
Beaver.
I for e except for c.
I did e-a-r-c-e.
I got a 7.
You're a magpie.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So right, your stats are: you have a clever of 2, fierce 1, sly 1, and quick 2.
Wow.
I got a 4.
A 4? Meyer, you're a spider.
Oh,
so you have a clever of 2, a fierce of 0,
what?
A sly of 3, and a quick of 1.
I'm sorry, I have to argue that. How did a spider get a fierce of 0?
Because it's like a little spider.
Oh, okay. Mm. I got an 8.
Oh, no, brown recluses are pretty
8.
Like,
you are a huge.
Yeah, Bird Brothers.
Brown recluses, no, they're not that big. They're pretty small.
They're
fierce,
spiders.
Man. I don't know why.
Crow?
No, they're not. They're skittery. They'll run away unless they're directly threatened. You're a crow. So you have clever of 2, fierce 1, sly 2, and quick 1. And Will?
He's... that's a 1.
1
is a 7.
Will, you're a fox.
Yeah.
I'm a fox.
So you have a clever 2.
Spiders are
fierce 2.
Sly should be high.
Well, your clever's high and quick
wait
1.
Wait for their prey.
Do you want to roll again, Meyer?
No. I'm keeping with the spider. I'm not gonna.
This is kind of a ragtag right, bunch.
Brothers. So I'm gonna write this down. So Eric's a magpie.
Why?
Are you saying
I'm the weakest of the bunch? Is that
no.
I'm definitely gonna use an old reference here.
Meyer.
Are you making me want to re-roll because I'm the weakest?
Am I like one of the crows?
No, you seemed unhappy. I was gonna just let you re-roll.
Have you ever seen an elephant fly?
Am I one of the crows double that is incredibly racist?
No.
Okay.
No.
What's the things again? I mean the
stats?
No, what do they do?
So clever is used to interact and understand humans.
Mm-hmm.
Fierce is to scare, drag, push, carry, bite, or scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Sly is to sneak, steal, and hide.
Mm-hmm.
And quick is to like outrun, climb, and evade, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So basically agility.
But yeah. So your witch also taught you each a 1 spell. So everyone roll 1 more d10.
Tree.
Tree, Eric, you know, speak human.
Oh, all right.
Speak human.
All right, Eric, you can speak human.
I'm like, eight. Like a parrot.
Well, you have plant growth.
Well, I'm re-rolling. Plant I got growth. Eight as well.
So yeah. Is that right, magic?
Yeah, just write spell.
And then I got a three. Nine.
Nine?
Nine.
You have distract / confuse.
Yeah, two. A two.
Just that two. Makes sense.
You could conjure light.
It's the bright spider!
I'm the worst.
So, none of these are flashy. Yeah, they're little bits of head magic.
Fireflies surround him.
Not again.
Bray Wyatt or something.
Or do you want to roll again?
I don't know. If I ran into a fucking glowing spider in the middle of the...
Well, no, it's not that he's glowing. You
I know,
can,
he can conjure light.
You can, like, make a ball of light.
I'm just saying, but if I just saw a spider just suddenly just lift its arms and a light come, I'm running in the opposite direction as fast as I can.
I'm a little shitty spider that makes light.
Do you want to re-roll your spell?
I'm going to play it. I'm
okay. Okay.
It's my character. He's like, I'm a shitty little spider in the light. What am I doing here? Why are you making me go on this mission?
Maybe because it's dark out?
Yeah,
because
I...
If you have eight eyes, you can see better than the rest of
us. All right. Speak
so,
human.
None of these spells are flashy. Cool. They're just little bits of hedge magic to help you around the house, but they'll have to do. So now, whenever you try to do something, you roll a d10 and add your most relevant
traits. What does a spider do with light has anything to do with walking around the house?
Make light in the dark.
Like it's dark.
It's like a fantasy world. There's no light bulbs.
It's fire.
It's fire, which can do the same thing.
Yeah, but fire's also fire's destroying
yeah,
the birds.
Maybe she needs a light in her closet.
Listen, this
she's
is
like,
the whole
hey,
thing
spider
talks about. He talks about how he has a useless power that makes light. Don't worry.
Alright, so anytime you try to do something, you roll 1d10 and add your most relevant trait.
His highest thing is sly, which is sneaking around, but then his magic is light, so he's not the least sneak.
Well, no, he can make light, so he can be over here and then make light over there.
Yeah,
he can distract people with it.
Or you can blind people, like, solar flare!
So, the GM, that's me, tells you what number you need to equal or beat. So, a simple task is a 6. If it's basic number is 7, and it goes up from there. If it's a 10, that's like a near impossible thing. If the task is dangerous, you gain a point of danger if you fail.
Whoa.
If you ever roll equal to or under your danger, you're in serious trouble. Uh-huh. Dead, trapped, lost, or captured. Mm-hmm. Using magic is always dangerous. The GM's characters don't use dice. They force you to roll them. Remember, most tasks that are normal to humans are really difficult for animals unless they're broken down into smaller steps. Remember, you don't have opposable thumbs, and all you know of the human world is what the witch taught you. You could talk to other animals of the same or similar species. I'll say you guys can all talk to each other, because otherwise you two would be able to talk to each other, and that's it. And you can lower your danger by solving or running away from your problems.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah.
Run away!
All right, so...
Run faster!
Also, so the witch hunter has retreated to the village.
Fuck
the
God.
Fucking coward! So the village is...
Pumpernickel.
So there's a
I like
for
it.
This.
Pumpernickel.
Eric, roll 1d10.
Damn, I rolled pumpernickel.
It's not a number.
That's close. 8.
8. So the village is full of hardy mining folk.
It's called Pumpernickel.
I can't believe it's a village full of miners. Who am I going to pick up here?
And Will, roll d10 too.
5.
5. It is a village full of hardy mining folk and incredibly superstitious.
That's helpful.
Can it be still named Pumpernickel?
It could be the village of Pumpernickel.
Yeah.
Because crows are considered bad luck.
So that's why...
Or crow lands in your path that's considered bad luck, or something along those lines.
So that's why we named the town proper.
And Meyer, roll 1d10.
Oh, boy. Here we go, guys.
48.
Oh, wait, that's not... Yep.
You rolled a 13.
I got 3.
3. The witch hunter is drunk and violent.
And allergic to spiders.
Most people are.
He killed a witch when she was drunk.
You don't know.
He probably did. He probably got drunk in the bar and he's like, that bitch slept with my best friend.
No, witch.
That witch slept with my best friend.
Now there's a twist that I rolled in secret.
What the fuck? I don't get to roll.
Huh?
This is horrible. All right,
sure. Roll one die.
You don't know what...
I won't tell him what it works. Ooh, okay.
What you've done.
I'm happy I got to roll a die.
So just know, anything bad that happens is James's fault.
Yeah.
That's usually the case, in all honesty. Let's face it. I'm a bad influence.
We gotta figure out names for ourselves.
Yep.
I'm Crow.
Yeah, I'm Spire.
No. I call myself the Crow. I wear mascara and dress in black.
You can't see it.
I'm Swift
black.
The Fox.
Swift? Really?
Really.
Mm.
I told you I'd go with an old reference.
How is that an old reference? What are you referencing?
Even the Gnome.
Oh, yeah! It is from David the Gnome.
I'm no longer mad at you.
I love that show.
Me too.
I told you all the reference.
48.
Yeah, because I was the 48th baby from my mom's eggs.
48.
Oh, your name is 48.
Yeah. And that's how my age.
You're 48 days old. You're practically ancient for spiders.
He's not aging 47.
It's a good name for a magpie.
That's how spiders name it. They just say you're number 48 or whatever. Because there's a lot of names. Mom's not going to name all like.
She got to like 22 and just gave up.
Yep.
I'm going to be Marty the Magpie.
Marty?
Yeah, like Martin, but not.
You know what? You should do like what the Finding Nemo did. Like, all right, this has to be Marlin Jr.
James, you're just the Crow. Bless you.
The Crow.
That'd be Crowley.
It's Crowley.
Sorry, this is the first stupid thing that came into my head other than the Crow.
You're gonna stick with Crowley?
No,
please.
Do you have to?
All
right, wait. Do I have to?
Do it.
You can do
now.
Alistair.
You have to.
If you want to be a little more obtuse about it.
Okay, I'll be Alistair.
I liked Crowley.
I don't care.
It was so bad. It was good.
All right.
Almost like Colton Chucky.
My mom laid. You ain't gotta name every damn baby. Or thinking.
Yeah. All right. So
the first one is Jim, and then she's like, "Oh shit, I have so many more of these. Yeah. Forget it. I'm Marty."
So we got Marty the Magpie, 48 the Spider, Alistair the Crow, and Swift the Fox. So this is the village of Pumpernickel?
Yeah. Wait, I could roll a die to
figure
out
it's the village of Pumpernickel. So the village of Pumpernickel is a mining town, but they're also incredibly superstitious. And there's something else that you don't know. So now remember, I'm just going to write down.
Get on my horse. His name is Windjet.
Do you have a 48? Like, have some spiders have, like, a marking on them? Do you have, like, a 48 mark on you?
Yeah. That's how she marked. My mom branded us to make sure.
Just make sure Grace is not getting into trouble.
She's eating everything.
You just walk out, there's just nothing there. Like, literally nothing. She ate everything to the point where there is nothing
just
there.
A void.
Reality. It's just a void.
Oh, Gracie has gotten into trouble.
You guys, I think my dog is a black hole.
She left.
Oh, Gracie.
Who else but Gracie?
Wow. Wow.
All right, so we shall begin. Our game begins in the tranquil and peaceful forest that surrounds the town of Pumpernickel. It's on fire!
No!
You all were sent out on a brief jaunt by the witch. She asked you to go into the woods and gather herbs for a potion that she's trying to brew. So you're coming back, clutching various herbs and twigs and leaves that she asked you to get. And as you approach her cabin...
I'm not walking, I'm flying.
Right, you're flying, I'm sorry.
Correct.
And as you approach her cabin, you notice something's amiss because you don't hear the singing that's usually coming from inside.
Uh-oh.
Every time you come back, you're greeted by song. And you don't hear anything. It could be she went out somewhere, but you don't hear any singing. She didn't mention she was going out.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, which is life for me.
She always leaves. there's always a window and a low... She basically has like a doggy door for the animals. So like you guys come into the window, there's a door for you.
I perch myself onto the window. Do we have a name for this witch, or do we just call her...
Oh, that's a good question.
It's up to you. Do you just call her the witch, or do you have a name for her?
I think we would have something endearing, considering she's... crap.
That's not endearing.
Yeah, no, crap is not endearing.
Beaver puss.
That's...
No.
Endearing.
That's not endearing. Good old beaver puss.
Be like, oh, Mother Nature? No, that's terrible. That was bad.
Good witch.
Are you a good witch?
No.
I got...
Hey, lady!
I'm drawing a blank on any witch names that I can think of.
Well, let me ask you, is she actually a good witch, or is she like a bad witch, but she just treats you nicely?
I would assume that she's just a witch that likes her solitude.
She's just a forest witch.
Yeah, it's like one of those like nature witches.
Witch names. Bevmorda. Evenora.
I mean, like, we would call her something endearing because she was always nice to us. I mean, maybe we had, like a name for her, like she gave us names or something, or...
You get me to hit 48.
Because you have a 48 mark on your butt.
What's mom's name?
Oh, Rowena?
Rowena. There we go.
We're really going to go all supernatural.
But Narstress.
No, that's already in the game. Mm. What were those other witch names you had?
Oh, hold on.
I just...
Bevelina.
Oh, well, fuck me.
I'm sorry.
I just keep getting Galinda stuck in my head.
I should say people. Ooh, Galinda's a good one.
That's from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Kotake and Kome, Ganon surrogate mothers from Legend of Zelda.
No.
How about we just called her Mom?
Mom? Okay.
Mom. Yeah, Mom. I like Mom.
Mom, okay. So which one of you, so everyone roll with
took longer on coming over the witch's day than anything else in this game so far.
Quick?
Yes.
All of us?
Yep.
So you add.
Roll a d10 and add your quick.
I got 8.
I got 9.
I got 6.
10.
Oh.
All right. 48.
Quick spider.
Yep. You arrive first. You go skittering up the side of the wall to the windowsill. You have a web trailing. You bundled up some leaves and you're like dragging it behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you skitter up the wall to the windowsill.
To the window.
I've been wanting to say that this whole time when he said there was a window for us.
Your eyes are also like most used to the dark. Mm-hmm. And so there's usually a fire going in the fireplace.
It's dark. I should cast light.
Well, that's dangerous. So you look in and you blink your eight eyes and you see a figure lying on the floor of the cottage.
Oh god.
And you see that it's a mum.
Oh my god.
Lying on the floor.
What the fuck?
Her face has been beaten bloody.
What?
And it looks like she's got wounds all over her body.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, James's fault.
Oh, I can't wait to see Mum.
Oh, my God.
I love her ever so much.
I'm going to go over to Mum.
You skitter down and run over to her. You can tell she's dead.
Oh, God. Who the...
You know, with your spider senses, you can tell the blood is no longer flowing through her.
What a fancy day we're going to have with Mum. I can't wait.
Who the hell did this?
I haven't reached the window yet.
Do not... Come in here!
But we have to see Mum. We haven't seen Mum in episode 1.
Come in.
Swift pushes his way through.
Don't come in
through
here.
The little door.
Don't come in here.
And you see
Mum!
Yeah.
Yes, that's who we're going to see then.
Come in here.
What? Hi!
Bad news.
What?
She's.
Bad news.
She's dead.
What?
What?
Mum?
She's dead.
No, she's just playing. That has to be.
Look at her. No. I tasted the blood.
Well, you tasted it.
I'm a spider.
It's dead man's blood.
But Mum, who?
Why, I go over and start like pecking at her. Not
she
like
just
pecking,
die
pecking
like
but
this.
Like trying to nudge her to like. Ma?
Yeah, no, she's.
Ma?
She's staring up at the ceiling.
Mom. I love you.
Blood is pooling on the floor beneath her.
No, don't you look at her face. You got beaten in the...
Murder!
This is
Chris. Her down.
She was murdered.
Who would do this to our beloved mom?
Some fucking piece of shit. That's who.
So you all know, about a week ago, a man came to the cabin. He said he was... It's hard for you to understand human sometimes.
Oh, but,
forever.
They were yelling and he was yelling and shouting at Mum. And he left. And she, you know, you all said, "Mom, what the fuck was that?" Mm-hmm. And she told you that man was an evil witch hunter, but that he left. She scared him away, and there's nothing to worry about. But maybe he came back.
When did I start circling above and giving out, like, you know, the cry, the warning cry that, you know, there's danger in the forest, you know, as crows do.
Mm-hmm.
As is tradition.
We were going to have so many snacks with Mom today.
Like, I'm just trying to summon everybody that knew Mom, like, you know, emergency, Mom's cabin, you know, like, summon the rest of the forest, see if anybody saw anything. And then suddenly a murder of crows came to the cabin.
A murder, Marge. A flock of crows is called a murder. What do we do?
Sorry, it works though.
Swift lays down on the ground. Ears down.
What do we do? Can we bring her back? Do any of us have that spell?
Mom said if we bring the eyes back of the murderer, if everything should happen to her like this, we could probably... She said it might revive her? Was that her that said that? Or the witch over in the other valley?
I don't like the witch over in the other valley.
She gives me stale bread.
Just give me stale bread.
You can go talk to the witch in the other valley.
She always gives me dog food.
We can go and ask her what we can do.
Are we all in agreement then? Going to the witch in the other valley.
What?
I ain't doing shit.
Why not?
You just hold on to my back like you always do.
I was about to say, I'm just going to pick him up and just pick him.
Life happens, people die. Yeah, guess how many of my siblings survived? Not many.
That's nature.
Guess
this
when I'm
going to
die? Probably soon. Short lived are us spiders.
The present spider.
Wow.
Nihilistic spider. What's the point? We're all doomed to die anyway.
He creates black light.
Isn't nature.
The only time I was surviving is Mom. And
I got
dead.
24 hours to live, and I'm not spending it here.
Well, we could bring it back if what.
Yeah, right.
If what Alistair says is true.
Oh, that's it. Game over. I'm dead. Give me a week, and now you'll see me.
Now chin up, 48.
Curled up on the side of a corner, all eight of my legs up in the air, and then something will eat me, my dead corpse. And
people say I'm a bad omen.
Well,
ain't worth it.
It won't happen if we bring.
And what are we
back?
Gonna do?
I don't know. Whatever we can.
What's your plan? Just go see the witch. And what's she gonna be like? Hey, fucking kill this guy. We ain't gonna do. How can we do that?
We are really all not made for killing. But we have to try.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, well, you, yes. He, you are.
You know what I can kill?
Fierce.
Things smaller than me. You know what's smaller than me? Not much. Definitely not humans, that's for sure.
You might be a poison spider.
I ain't no poison spider. I have zero fears. I'm just a shitty little spider.
It doesn't mean you're not poisonous. It just means maybe your fangs aren't very strong.
I'm not poisonous.
He's a daddy.
I'm just a shitty little spider.
Daddy, long legs aren't really poisonous.
What?
So they aren't really poisonous.
No, that's not true.
That's something somebody just made up.
No, I'm saying he's a shitty little spider. He's a day of all legs.
I'm small on a day long legs. They got those big long gams. I'm here, yaya. They got those long gams.
All right, so what are you guys going to do? You can just take the spider.
That's what I was going to do. I was just going to take the spider, and we're going to go see the other witch.
Just leave me here to die.
No, you're coming with us because you're our friend. And we owe Mom at least this much.
So Alistair just so upset. Grabs you in his claw.
Jeez.
Talon.
Claw.
His foot, actually.
I don't think
the talon is the... They did it. Birds have talon. Anyway, doesn't matter. He picks you up, and you struggle, but you realize you're just a shitty little spider. You can't get out of there.
I'm going to spin a ball, and I'll limb the ball so if he drops me, I can survive the fall.
Roll clever. We say this is a difficulty of 7. It's standard. Mm-hmm. Well, you want to be able to survive a fall, so let's make it 8.
No, if he drops me, I don't want to. Nope.
What do you get?
4.
You just made a cube.
You. It's a good idea, but you didn't think about it until after he picked you up.
Yeah.
And you can't really move inside, so you, like, web two of his toes together. But that's really it.
At least you got yourself some more support so you don't fall out.
You kind of made yourself a seat.
Like a hammock. I'm going to lay down and sleep.
Okay, yeah, you do that.
Come on, man,
it's like,
let's go save Mom.
So the two birds take off. Swift, you start running.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 20-minute run across to the other valley.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay. It's easy.
You don't always go to this witch's cabin. She's not as nice as Mom was. But she's never done anything to hurt you. But it doesn't, you know, it's... Mom's cabin is in a little clearing where it's like the sun is always shining. You come here and it's in the shadows. You feel like there's things skulking about just outside the tree line that aren't you. She does not have the same easy egress that Mom does, so how are you guys going to get her attention?
She,
like, tap on the window?
Or she understand?
I'm going to tap on the window. She's like, you, the one who keeps stealing my bread.
Hey, listen. Before you go in there barging in talking about her, let me go, please. So I can, you know, hide, because I'm small, and if she's going to kill you guys, then maybe I have a shot to survive a little bit.
Oh, now you want to live.
Well, listen. Listen, winter's coming. I'm gonna die soon. I wanna fuck something to, you know, maybe continue. I just, you know,
and then she'll kill me too. Yeah. So you know what?
All right, so let me at least some
winter's
enough
coming.
To get
John
some
Snow
action,
takes the north.
Right?
That's it. We're doing this for
Mom. Let me go.
You're coming with us.
I'm here. I'm gonna say, let me go right now before
ice
you barge into
now.
This lady's house,
Whoa.
And then she throws magic or hexes around you and tries to.
Alright, I'll lead you by the side of the cabin, and then I'm gonna land on the window.
Alright, you open your talon and kind of like shake the webbing out.
Get this off! What did you do? Stop!
That's
neck and neck. I'm not comfortable. Just hopping around, just flapping.
Just, it was a defense mechanism. All right, you're the one who picked
what?
Me up and
Swift just
scratches
the door.
All right, so you guys see while you're arguing, Swift runs up and scratches at the door.
Can I whistle like a pretty bird song?
Sure, you do. You land at the window and whistle a pretty bird song. You see,
but yeah, it's in a minor key because I'm sad.
Oh, okay.
I want to climb up her house and then go down her chimney.
Okay, you climb up and start. Are you like spinning or climbing down the inside?
Yeah, climb down.
Okay. It's sooty and dirty. You feel yourself getting dirty, but you're already black, so it doesn't really make much of a difference. a moment. So you the two birds are at the window. You see movement from the inside. It seems like this window, and there's a window on the other side of the only light.
No, you're not harming.
There's nothing. There's nothing in the fireplace. Well, that's not true. There is
a witch
fire
in the fireplace.
There's a fire going in the fireplace, Mark.
Oh, boy.
So you could.
Well,
I
wanted to hide in the fireplace. I'm not going in. I'm going close enough so I can hear their conversation.
Right. Well, there's a big cauldron on top of the fire.
Well, I'm not going near.
So, yeah. Okay.
I'm just staying, like, close. Just
we'll probably a little
so I can hear
there.
Their conversation.
Okay.
If they she's throwing hexes around, I have protection from the chimney. Cause
yes. All right, so...
That's all I'm doing. I wanted to hide in a nice spot that I'm safe.
Okay. Roll sly. I'll see how well you pass it.
You slice and bitch.
Thanks.
Five.
Okay. You're not going to fall, but that's... If she's looking for you, that's her difficulty.
All right,
so you... So from your window, you see the little sunlight that comes through. You see a hunched figure dart through the sun.
Six. Sorry.
Okay. You see this hunched figure dart through. The door creaks open. She looks down.
You're one of hers, aren't you?
Whatever Fox does.
What? It's your fox.
It's called role playing.
Come on, Will. What does the fox say?
Oh, God damn it. God damn it.
Did she understand us?
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to ask that before, yeah.
That's why she said this one.
We need help.
The door's open. The door's open. Mom's been. She's been what? She's been
that with it.
Attacked, and she's not. She's no longer alive. She's been slain.
I bet it was that witch hunter over in Pumpernickel.
That was the bad man that we were talking about, wasn't it?
Ah, he came to see you too, huh? Seems I need to up my defenses around here. But what are you coming to me for?
Well, we figured we'd give you a warning, and in exchange you'd give us a hand in how to either get revenge or help fix death.
We want to bring Mom back.
Hmm.
I mean, I know we kind of folded all our cards because somebody doesn't know how to keep their mouth quiet that quickly.
My beak.
Ah!
For most, reversing death is impossible. But since you have been imbued with the magical essence of her, it seeps into you. You might be able to bring her back.
Might, that's good.
But
that's
it is
good.
No easy task.
No, that's bad.
You need to take the life of the one who took hers, and then pluck out his eyes.
Oh.
And bring them back to her body.
Look at that, you were right.
Within a week!
He's a smart one.
For after that, the magic will fade. She will be gone forever.
A week! A week, yes,
How long has she been dead?
We saw her yesterday, didn't we?
You saw her this morning.
We saw her
this morning. It's like noon-ish.
She was up this morning.
Couple hours.
Wow, this is still fresh then. But be quick. For the four of you, killing a man such a witch hunter will be no easy... Wait, what? Oh, right, yeah, sir. For the three of you, killing a man such as the witch hunter will be no easy task. He is a large and brutish man.
I'll rip out his throat.
Where'd he go?
Oh. He's in tuning.
You may try.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
But, as I said, I was talking to him.
I know. No.
You may try, little fox, and perhaps you shall succeed, but he killed your mother. That means he is no simple man. Plus, the village of Pumpernickel is full of people. They spend all day down in their mine. They are strong
mine.
And hardy.
They called it a mine.
Maybe he's not that strong. I don't know. We have to bring Mom back. That's all I know.
But the people of Pumpernickel are a superstitious lot.
That's right. Flap my wings and kind of look up with pride.
One crow may not be enough, but...
I could paint myself black.
That's just racist.
I didn't mean it like that.
I could paint myself black, too.
But you don't have wings, you...
That's just stupid.
Just call me a black cat.
Oh, well...
You're very obviously not a cat.
You're definitely a canine.
Yeah, you're definitely not a canine.
The puffy tail.
Look, I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you do it. But you have a week.
Well, you might care if we do it, because then he won't come for you if we can succeed.
That's true. Well... Then good luck.
Thanks.
Boom, she slams the door.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm glad I
It's fucking a little back there.
I'm sorry, Grayson.
48!
Man, that would
be cool right now.
Oh,
40. He didn't
I thought
go
you were saying Jorge.
He didn't go and kill himself like you were saying, did he? I sure hope not. I like him.
I'm gonna go scout around for see if I see 48 in the area.
Are you still on the chimney?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you don't see him.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey, witch.
Gracie, don't. Huh? What? Ah,
oh,
another one of
my
you.
Cup?
Yeah, it's me.
Jerk.
24 the spider.
And what do you want, little one?
What's the catch?
What do you mean?
All magic comes with a catch of a price.
Give us any.
Well, in this case, it's a life for a life. The witch hunter's life for the life of your beloved witch.
Sorry, my sugar whistle at the bottom.
Is that it?
Yes. There's no cost for you, little spider.
Hey, James, can you get the pop guns from on the table?
It would
just
might be helpful if you had venom.
And if we go through with it.
In the bag.
And.
In the bag.
If there's a price, then you know, if we're catch you a lion, I'm gonna come back here with my short lifespan on a suicide mission. And when you're sleeping, I'm gonna crawl into your mouth. And then close up your throat with my webs.
I like you, little spider. If your task fails, come back to me, for I shall make use of you.
All right, I'll think about it.
And she, are you still, like, in the fireplace?
Yeah.
You
she
see,
slams the fireplace closed.
She, like, reaches in. To a pouch
uh-huh.
on a desk and pulls something out and throws it into the fire. And whoosh, it flows up.
What?
And the hot air pushes you up. And you go whoosh, out of the fireplace.
Do I see him now that I'm since I'm circling?
Yeah, you're circling around and you hear a and then a S 48 comes floating up out of the chimney and lands on the roof.
I was about to say, I'm going to catch him on my beak.
Oh.
Oh, God, you're going to eat me.
He tastes really bad. He's all covered in
I land immediately on the ground and he goes,
what's wrong?
Start thinking of my tongue! Get out of my tongue!
Well, if he's just. By the way, I sprayed ink. I sprayed webbing.
You sprayed ink?
It's a fence mechanism.
Oh, God. The God. Blood. Can I have those pop thems that Eric just opened and threw away?
I took two, and James took put them away.
You handed them to me to put away.
I wasn't on the table.
Are there any Ryans?
No, not for you.
Stop.
You're literally not trying to
for those of you who are listening audience, Will literally just had to look down and say,
yeah. They were at his elbow.
They're literally touching him.
No, they're pretty close, though.
All right, they're metaphorically and figuratively touching him.
What?
Shut up.
All right, what
you
guys
pizza.
Do?
You did.
Thank you. Well,
I don't have any pizza.
Swift.
Who's thought?
You, you're the most suited for,
mad.
Yes, that.
Well, is it murder or more revenge?
Well, revenge can still be murder.
Hmm.
No, murder is just cold blood. Revenge is murder with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was all grouped into murder.
In different stages.
I'm not privy to this kind of thing.
Hey.
What is murder?
What
is
murder?
It really murder? What we're doing to this
we're
guy.
Not getting into this debate right now.
Yes.
Like, why?
It's murder. We're gonna kill a person. So
yes.
Yeah, it's 100% murder.
Fact, first degree, premeditated.
Open and shut case, really.
However, as animals, human laws don't really apply to you.
That's right.
Yeah, no, because we don't have a trial. We're just gonna they just kill us.
Yeah, they were just killing.
Okay. Well, I'll shut. I'll get those teeth ready.
You know what? Guess what? Most of my happened to most of my family killed by humans. What? Existing. Making a web.
Well, you are pretty scary.
I'm a little fucking spider.
People are afraid of spiders.
I'm
to,
just saying.
To fear. Thing.
Some people
are
afraid. You have a little wolf spider?
I guess so. Listen, I'm not complaining. That's life. Life is death. Guess what the first... You know what? That's it. We're born to die. The end.
What about...
Hopefully we just survive long enough to continue our genetic...
He's depressing me. I just want to get Mum back.
No, they're bigger than I thought. So what are you going to do?
Well, we should make our way to the town, scout the area, find this
like super full.
Hunter, identify him,
and then make him pay in the night.
But we can cause all hell in the town.
Do any of us remember what he looked like?
I'm a crow. I remember everything.
Well, then
he's human, right?
He's a human.
And they all look the same.
Racist.
You can all roll
Species.
Clever with a difficulty of 8.
Uh-oh.
To see what you remember.
I got 12.
A 10!
12.
Oh.
5.
12.
Wow, okay.
I rolled a 10. And I got
me too.
One clever?
Yeah.
Oh, 7.
Alright, so the fox is the least clever. So the three of you all remember. You were kind of... Mom told you to stay inside.
Me?
All of you.
Okay.
When the man showed up. But the three of you looked out the window. And you remember that he wore a very distinctive red hat.
I hope he always wears that hat.
Did you have to pour it like that right next to the mic?
Yep. Yeah. We really had no really other place to pour it.
There's the whole house.
Well, everybody's going for a bathroom break right now. It's okay.
Well, watch this.
It's a podcast. They bring it with them.
Exactly.
Honestly, that's probably not better than my dream. Okay, so yeah, so you
red
you
hat.
Know red hat. It's like a beret.
He stunk. He was stinky.
He smelled like a red hat.
Smelled like shit and piss.
He didn't smell like. He smelled like something you like, a drink that Mom sometimes had.
Cognac.
You don't know what it is, but it's a distinctive smell. But you don't know what it is.
Gross.
Out of character, he smells like booze.
Yeah,
we're looking for a stinky man in a red hat.
I mean, all humans stink to me.
Well, hopefully he still has the hat on.
He's saying all. Is that a true statement that all humans stink to you?
Humans are creatures of habit. They tend to wear very, very similar things.
I eat dead things.
So let's go.
You know who's a human? Mom.
What the hell was that?
Well, she was a witch. That's better.
She did.
She was just her class.
That's true. That was her class. Her race was human.
I turned off the sound and turned back on.
No, you turned it on. I watched you. Why are you checking Snapchat anyway?
I'm going to start flying in the direction of the town.
Same here.
I'm running towards the town.
Is anyone taking 48?
I am. I am without his knowledge or his permission.
Jeez.
No touching.
48. You watch them all take off. You go, finally. And then all of a sudden, Alistair like swoops back around and comes up behind you. And you're like, all right, I'm going to go spin a web over there and die. And all of a sudden, grabs you and starts flying off.
Come on, friend. We're going on an adventure.
You wet this town clothes again.
This is ridiculous.
Feels so warm in there.
All right.
I didn't ask for this.
Everyone, roll except 48.
Okay, good.
Roll quick.
12.
9.
Jeez.
5.
5. Okay. So, as you start heading towards town, you see, especially you two, since you're up in the sky. I'm assuming you're flying kind of low.
Yeah, I'm not like all the way up.
But you guys see clouds rolling in,
tree
storm clouds. And suddenly the wind starts to pick up, and it makes flying harder. But you guys manage to keep going.
I get on the radio. We got a storm rolling in.
When did you have that installed?
And the storm comes in fast, and within minutes, it is just downpour. There's thunder and lightning. And you guys, the two of you are flying, and Swift, you're falling a little bit behind because the ground's getting wet and it's a little hard to get traction.
Yeah.
Moist.
It's moist.
You got some trees in the way. These guys are not worried about that.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you all see it. You hear the quick boom as a bolt of lightning hits a tree. And
really hope my nest wasn't in there.
No, you're far away from mom.
Oh, okay.
And it explodes, and a branch goes, and it's going to fall on you, Swift.
Oh, no.
So you roll quick. Mm-hmm. This is dangerous, so you get a point of danger.
No. You get danger. Danger, danger, danger.
What'd you get?
Six.
Okay. If the task is dangerous, oh, you failed, so you write down you have a point of danger.
1 point of danger.
So remember, if you ever roll equal to or under your danger, you're in a really bad spot.
Okay.
So you're blinded by this flash. It is so loud, you're stunned and you don't know what's happening. And you're still just running forward on instinct, and you just boom, slam into the thing that fell in front of you. And you wham your head and fall back dazed, and you're just kind of laying on the forest
floor. Yeah, you guys hear a yelp.
Yeah, so you go, and you spin around and you see Swift.
Zip back down.
He's alive, but he's like laying on his back like...
No, in your eyes.
Sounds like a baby rabbit.
We need to all make it through to help mom.
Well, I got 48 and webbed up in my talon.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Well, you saw the lightning.
What did happen? Well, I saw the light.
The light from the sky came down and hit the thing.
Hit the thing?
The thing knocked the thing down, and you ran into the thing that made the thing happen.
Yeah, that's right. Ow.
Can you carry on?
I think so.
You get up, you shake your head.
You gotta put you down.
Oh my god!
Oh, he's too far gone.
He's too far gone. I gotta put him down.
Oh no, Swift. I'm so sorry.
Alright, so now this storm is raging, though, so everyone has to roll quick. Not Meyer.
That's serious. You gotta put you down.
I'm fine.
9.
10.
A big fat 10. 10.
All right. So no one gets any more danger. You manage to make your way through the forest.
Through the trees.
You get to the outskirts of town. So when you stop.
Yeah.
So you as you're running, you find the road that leads into town. You kind of follow that along the side. And pretty soon, you come to the edge of Pumpernickel. There's a sign that says something in human. You don't know what it says. You can cast a spell to is it speak human or read human?
Speak.
Or understand human.
Speak, he said.
You can speak human.
She doesn't want you, she wants will.
Everyone wants will.
Yeah.
You look
like so you come to the outskirts of town. There's a few buildings. You only see one or two humans on the street. The storm has chased most everyone inside.
Any red hats?
Nope.
No.
Not that you can see from here. What do you want to do?
Well, I gotta. Oh, sorry. Oh, excuse me. That was bad. I gotta. Fly around the edge of town, see if I can spot anyone with a red hat.
All right, roll clever. 7.
That should be easy. I got a 7.
Okay. You do not. You fly around the edge of town. Like I said, you don't see really many.
Oh, you said sly?
Clever.
Oh, no, then 8.
Okay. You don't see anyone with a red hat. Like you only see, like, 2 people.
No.
Everyone, you would assume, is inside because of the storm.
No, I don't see any red hats.
So what do we do?
We're going to have to wait for the storm to subside.
You do see there are some buildings that have light coming out of the windows.
Mm.
That's it.
I'm going to fly up to one of them and take a peek inside.
I'm a canine. Oh,
I mean, you guys want to split up and just look in through the windows?
Yeah. Maybe I can smell them out.
And it's going to be hard with the storm.
Yeah.
The wind and the water.
Yeah, the storm. When the storm stops, maybe. But all the smells are going
to
be gone.
I mean, like, right now would be a perfect time to take advantage of the empty streets so we can go through the town and just look at the windows.
I perch at a random window and look inside.
Are you trying to do it without being seen?
No, I'm...
I'm going to try and do it without being seen.
I'm just a magpie. Why is everyone...
Okay, so you roll sly. You roll...
a magpie!
Let's eat it!
I got a 10.
I also got a 10.
Okay.
Half of its name is pie.
Are you going to different buildings?
Yeah.
All right, so you guys start just flitting around. What do you... Will, what are you guys doing?
Nothing. I'm just...
I can drop you off somewhere if you want. If you want to run around in the rain, or if you want me to put you somewhere safe in, like, a knot in the tree or something.
Yeah, I'll just drown.
You just want to stay with him? Okay. Well, what do you
think? I'm going to look through windows,
you
too.
You can be my conscience.
Well, it's hard for you to look through windows. You're a fox.
Yeah. Jump and look through window?
That would be weird. It's like, oh, honey, get away from the window. There's just a what's that?
You can roll sly. That's going to be difficulty 8 because you're jumping into windows.
Well, it depends on how the houses are built. You can technically kind of climb up the...
Any grounds windows?
No. There are no ground windows.
Damn it.
Well, let's say, can I sniff through the
doors?
Can I sniff through the doors and smell inside?
You can try. That would be clever.
I'll do that.
Just know 7. If you're seeing that they will try to chase you because foxes...
12.
12?
There's a fox in the head house!
Yeah. You don't usually come to town. So, Will also roll sly. Difficulty 7.
See, 9.
Okay.
You see, Swift, as a young boy, he did come to town because he had a friend, a dog.
This hound.
You better stop right now.
And then
they're going to start crying. Don't do it.
Keep going. I want to see you cry.
And the dog didn't move around a lot, so he just jumped over him.
Wow!
Quick brown
fox jumped over the lazy dog. All right, so you all take off in various directions, and you all manage to converge on one of the larger buildings in the town. There's light spilling out of all the windows. There's lots of sound coming from the inside, lots of human laughing and shouting and lots of weird sounds. You run up to the door and sniff, Swift, and it smells just like... you don't know what he smells like. You don't remember.
It smells like the booze.
No, but he fell out.
Oh,
all.
Yeah, you dummy.
Yeah.
Which is why I was wondering why you're going to houses to smell, because you didn't...
Oh, something.
I didn't
what
want
you tell her smell like the stuff that Mom used to do, something like that.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so you recognize that smell.
Yeah.
And you guys fly up to different windows, and you look through.
I look through and see him on the other side. I'm like, hello.
you wave to each other. And you look around, and there's tons of people.
Oh, wave!
Sorry, I forgot.
Derek, those birds are waving at each other.
You see, I kind of see the scene from Doctor Who. And they're just talking, and everyone's...
My interruption!
You two look around and you see a large man in a red hat sitting at a table surrounded by other people.
It's the man in the red hat.
Is he like, looks like he's telling a jovial story or something and just very boasty? Obviously, we can't hear what
he's telling. He's talking to them. You can't tell. It's not like, they're not all laughing or anything, but he's talking to them.
Some terrible life. Horrible act.
Well, we found him.
The man in the red hat.
So I'm going to fly over to the window that he's at. Yeah. So that that two or three of us can converse. So
what do you see?
The man in the red hat is here.
We found the man in the red hat. 48. 48. 48. You okay in there?
I open my...
I'm
going to
be...
he's curled up and on himself.
I was hoping...
I shouldn't have waved to you. I am so sorry.
48. Why? You're so young.
Did you kill 48?
I think so.
Oh, I hope not. We would have to find your eyes if we
reacted. Better not waste a good meal. I knew it! What? I eat dead things.
I knew you're just carrying around waiting for my imminent demise to just eat me. You ate one of my brothers and sisters, didn't you?
Yeah, we did!
You son of a bitch. You are a real son of a bitch. You know what I mean? All this time you denied eating them, and you. You're a real...
I didn't know they were your family. I just saw dead spiders, and I ate them.
Yeah, right.
Are we being too loud?
This is,
no.
This is
I also eat dead things.
It's a good cameo.
Your mom's a cameo.
Alright, so you have found the man in the red hat. The storm...
I'm glad it wasn't the man in the yellow hat, or he has to have a monkey to fight us.
The storm seems to be letting up a bit. The rain isn't coming down quite as heavy, so it seems to be passing.
Alright, we should probably go back into the outskirts of town and hide in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep an eye on this building and see if we wait for the man in the red hat to come out and see where he goes.
What do we do when he comes out?
We follow him, or watch him, study his routine. Maybe we can find him when he's alone, or find a way to cause an accident. Wink, wink. I close one eye, then I close the other.
Most of these houses, one story or two story?
One story.
Oh.
What?
My plan was to blind him and make him fall down the stairs and break his neck.
Well, the inn is three stories.
Oh.
There's one other large building. You don't know what it is. But most of the buildings are one story.
Where's he on the first floor or the second floor?
Right now he's on the first floor. It's basically the first floor that you're looking in. It's just a big open room with lots of tables and everyone's drinking and eating.
The best thing that spiders can do is wait.
Okay. They do trap their prey.
I want to wait.
They are very patient species.
You're thinking of bears.
You guys, let me go.
Just a time for another honey heist.
You guys can make a plan by yourselves. I got a solo mission, I think.
Oh.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, man. This is what the spiders are all about. Catching prey.
All right. So where are you going, 48?
I'm going to the top of the stairs.
Oh, the inn?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll sly. Okay. To sneak your way over.
Right.
I just got a notification from my calendar.
11. Oh, sly. No, that's funny.
What is it?
Life was 3, so 12.
12. Okay. You are a silent, stealthy spider. So you... The window that you guys are at is open a crack, and you just sneak through and, like, you know, climb up the wall onto the ceiling and skitter your way across. No one's looking at you.
Okay.
And you make your way down to the top of the stairs.
I'm not going to lie. If I actually heard a spider crawling around, I think that would make it way more terrifying. You just hear the 8.
Yeah, you can hear the, like, She-Lock, but she's so big.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
Yeah.
Don't even mention.
You're pissed about Shadow of War.
I'm still mad about that. I don't remember her being a freaking gothic witch.
She's not. Because she's not.
So, yeah, my plan is I'm just going to, I'm doing the splatter stuff. I'm going to wait for this guy. If he comes upstairs, I'm going to blind the shit out of him.
Okay.
And then I make him fall on the stairs.
Alright, so you're just waiting and watching.
Yeah, that's what spiders do, man.
I mean, that's honestly the best game plan out of the rest of us.
Yeah. Alright, so three of you, 48, skitters away. What are you doing?
At least we...
Were you really going to eat him?
What?
You weren't really going to eat him.
Yeah. He said unconvincingly.
Of course not.
Never. I wouldn't eat a friend.
Especially not a dead friend.
Well, what?
Just eat it.
What do we do, gentlemen?
Well, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna see this guy's routine. See if we can get him alone. And then I'm gonna scare him by landing in front of him and go, Kah!
People here are superstitious. And, swift.
Nothing's more superstitious than a crow. Think about it. He'll be worried about his death.
I don't think the people in the town are gonna like me in the town, so I think I'm gonna hide out in the bushes over there. I'm a fox. I'm well noticeable.
I'm going to circle around the sky and keep on the lookout. I don't think anyone will pay much attention to a little magpie flying around.
I'm going to find a tree that I got. Stand on a branch and just sit and stare at the tavern until Mr. Red Hat comes out.
Okay. You do. Will, you're just... What are you doing?
I'm going to hang out. I'm going to hang out and wait for a...
So magpies are related to crows.
Mm. Oh, they are?
Yeah.
So we're cousins.
All right.
Yep. They're basically black and white crows.
Hey, cousin, let's go.
And are widely considered one of the most intelligent animals in the world.
Yeah, wow.
And the only non-mammal species able to recognize itself in a mirror.
Huh. Not that smart.
I hope there's not some mirrors.
Squirrels can't recognize their reflection either.
Oh. Poor squirrels.
Yeah, they're not small. Eurasian magpies are like have like a 2-foot wingspan.
Damn.
Yeah, crows are not small.
No, they're not.
I didn't realize magpies are that big.
No.
Neither did I.
Well,
honestly, I don't even know what a magpie looks like.
It's like a crow with white on it.
Yeah, I figured as much. I'm just saying, beforehand, I was like, I know nothing about
it. So you could paint yourself black if you were thinking you're a crow.
Still racist.
Yeah.
To me.
So, are there any other spiders up in this household? This place?
That's a magpie.
Yeah. Oh.
It really is just a crow.
Same picture.
Is there any other spiders here?
Yeah. Do you want to go try to talk to them?
Yeah, why not?
All right, you skitter across.
Cautiously. Because I know we have a thing that sometimes we may need each other.
Right. Can I be one of the ones with the blue on its wings also?
Sure.
Nice.
So, I know you guys can talk to each other, but you can also talk to similar creatures to yourselves. So, like, you birds couldn't talk to spiders, but Meyer can.
Can talk to other birds.
Yes, you can talk to other birds.
Yeah.
And you could talk to, like, other foxes and maybe squirrels and stuff.
Dogs.
Maybe. You look around, you see there's one spider, like, in the far corner, spun a web and just kind of chilling up
there. Alright, I'll cautiously approach.
Okay. You cautiously approach?
Yeah. When I'm at a reasonable distance, not where we can make any set of moves on me, but not if it can hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, how's it going?
Hey, this is my turf.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I'm not crashing. I'm here temporarily.
Not here for food.
I'm not here to take your shit.
What do you want?
Information, maybe.
James, you have to open that.
Ask.
Just want to know.
Have context.
So this. Do the humans come up and up here a lot?
I mean, what's in it for me?
I mean,
any bugs or web catches he can have.
I mean, a little web over there. Just, you know, I don't have it.
But you said you weren't moving on my turf.
Listen. We're spiders.
Okay. I'll tell you what. There's this big juicy moth that's been flying around here for 3 days.
Okay.
Haven't been able to get it.
Yeah.
You catch it and bring it to me. I'll tell you whatever you want.
Just tell me if the humans come up here or not.
Nothing's free, man.
Yeah, information's free. Listen, I'm not doing this. I'm not playing this type of game.
Look, man, I've got like 3 weeks to live. I want to eat good before I go.
I might have shorter if I tell my friend the crow that there's a spider that's being a dickhead to me over here, not giving me this information.
So your crow friend's gonna fly in here and eat me?
He could.
And then what are they all gonna do to him? They're gonna kill him.
What?
Him.
The humans?
Yeah, they love killing animals and eating them.
Oh man,
They do it all the time.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter for you because you're dead already.
All right, roll clever. I would say clever or sly. Mm. It's a regular 7 difficulty.
I got 7.
With what?
Sly.
Sly. Okay, so... All right. That's a fair point. Yeah, humans come up and down all the time.
All
right. Usually spend all night up here, then go back downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Take a red hat. All right. That's all I need to know. I'll be out of your way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. I just back up.
Okay. You back up. You keep your 8 eyes on him.
Yeah.
Eventually, you get back to like the other side of the room. You hear your own little weapon.
Then you just kind of.
Yeah, I do that. Wait, 2 of them up. No, no. I have 2 little things.
Points to your eye-eyes.
You point at all of the spider language on your own web says, I'm getting that ball.
Alright. Oh, yeah, so they go up and down. Alright, so Alistair, you're in a tree.
Yeah, you know, while keeping an eye on the tavern, I'm also seeing I'm listening for any other crow calls.
Well, you don't hear much. The storm is still raining. So
yeah.
No. But the storm eventually lets up, and the sun comes back out, and humans start to go back out onto the streets.
Oh, sorry, something just clicked. Are you Alistair Crowley?
He originally just wanted to be Crowley, and I told him to change it.
It didn't make it better.
Well, it's a little better.
I guess. A little bit.
Alright, so, the storm lets up and life starts to return to the area. And you hear, you hear a few crow cries in the distance, not right where you are.
Mm. I have a plan for
that. That was fantastic. Is there a murder coming?
There's definitely a murder coming.
Alright, Will, Eric, what are you guys doing?
Well, I've been just kind of circling, perching trees here and there, so I'm not just circling constantly over the...
I've kind of been...
Are you looking for anything in particular?
I'm keeping an eye on the bar, because I figure the guy's going to come out sometime.
I'm kind of doing the same thing. I'm going outside of town, but like, I guess just the bar.
All right, so, Will, I need you to roll Sly. Div 7.
No.
What is no?
4.
4. Take a point of danger.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Look at you getting all danger zoned up in here.
You're in the danger zone. So, I will remind you, you can get rid of danger by solving or running away from your problems.
Okay.
So, people start coming back out onto the streets, and they're walking around. And you are not as in the bushes as you thought you were. And you see one of those humans that looks like Mum did, with the long hair. She's walking down, she looks, and she goes, oh, a fox!
And he runs.
So you run away?
Well, yeah, I was fine.
All right, roll quick.
And be quick about it.
7.
7, okay. You run away, so you can erase a point of danger.
Cool.
You run off back into the woods. So the two of you, two birds,
mm-hmm.
you're watching. So you see her shout, a fox! And you hear you see the rustle as Swift goes running off into the woods by himself.
I shake my head and put my face in my wing.
Where is he going? He has to help. We can't kill the man.
Well, you go look for him. I'm going to keep...
But then, bam!
I keep wanting to say
that. Can I have a Ryan and the Arizona?
Which Arizona?
Dealer's choice.
Oh, he chose the rat poison one.
He is pouring for him.
That is a good point. Give me that. I'm pouring for him.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to fly over to try to follow Mr. Flocks.
Oh, you do. You follow him. He's not hiding from you.
I mean, like, I'm not going anywhere until the Red Hat comes out and starts going somewhere. So, I mean, if anything, I could always do my protocol, which you know, so you know to come find me.
Swift, you can't go running off. We have to... We have to... do the plan. Whatever the plan may be.
I'll come back.
There's that lady kind of pointed me out, and I didn't want to, you know, have... I mean, I am just one fox, and a lot of humans and one fox is not good numbers.
Well, I suppose some... maybe.
And humans don't like foxes, because we tend to like...
What's your spell?
I like foxes.
What?
What spell do you know?
Plant Crow.
Okay. And remember, you guys also have magic. You can...
Right. Maybe.
Oh, I probably could have used plant growth. It was just like
get more foxes.
Made that more brush thicker.
Well, they already saw you.
Could you get more foxes?
I mean,
is foxes the plural of fox?
I think it's just fox.
More fox.
More fox eye.
No. Foxes? I guess foxes.
Foxies.
I never really thought about it. I haven't really thought about it, but I could try and find other foxes, but I doubt they're going to help.
They probably don't know
more. I don't like going to town too much either.
Well, you haven't asked. Don't look at me.
Where would I find foxes?
I don't know. You're the fox.
Yeah, where's the fox?
All right.
In the foxhole.
Roll
duh. Back.
You're a roll.
Eight.
Eight?
Make it eight.
You know where there's a fox den around here.
I know a fox den.
Large number of foxes could take him.
Go try.
Kill the man in the red hat.
That's what I was planning on doing, getting a bunch of crows.
He was a fox to try to seduce, but he just wasn't sexy enough.
You run off towards the fox den, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, James,
yes,
you're watching, and Red Hat doesn't seem to come out. He's in there for a while.
Yeah.
Hours go by.
Is he upstairs?
By
the way, before he even maybe possibly comes up, I'm going to primp up my web in spite of this spider to make it a sexier looking web.
Roll clever.
I want to make it much better looking. I want him to be jealous of.
Just put some naked lady on it.
He writes Charlotte across.
Something. I was trying to find a place to fit some pig in.
Like, you know, if like other like spider women came,
mm-hmm.
then they'll
be like, "Damn, that's a nice web."
I get them.
I can't wait to eat his head.
What'd you get? Clever. Yeah.
I got a 9.
9. Yeah, you spin. You spin. You take your time. It's a very nice web.
I mean, you practically got all the time.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm waiting for this guy. Does he ever come up?
That's what I'm trying to see.
Does he catch the moth?
Let's see.
I'm going to do my crow call to call... what you did, Marty? Marty?
Yeah.
Meyer, odds or evens?
Odds.
That's an odd choice.
Yes, after a few hours, he pushes away from the table. Oh, sorry, Jeanette's got a... It's been a long, busy day. And he starts to make his way upstairs.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Gracie.
I will wait.
Don't lick the
table. Get your head off the table.
I'm going to wait until he's there. So I see him go...
He goes upstairs into
another room.
And closes the door, yeah.
I'm going to position myself kind of... closer to the lead of stairs. And then I'm going to wait for him to come back. And then once he is on the top of the stairs going down, or as he says, step out, I'm going to cast my conjuring light right into his eyes so then he can possibly trip.
No head on the table, Gracie.
Okay. Well, it's nighttime now.
Oh, yeah. It's even going to be bright. Like, oh, shit.
No, I mean, like, he may have gone to sleep. He might
no head on the table,
out.
Will.
I'll wait. I don't know this. I'm just
okay. Yeah,
I'm a spider.
So you're chilling. You're waiting. You know where he is, so you can when he's coming.
I think mine and your abilities would actually complement each other very well because I can daze and confuse. So I can daze, confuse, and distract. So it's like you flashlight. I hit him with confusion. He stumbles around, walks into
it's
your
super web, effective,
and just falls downstairs, and then he hurts himself. There you go.
And then I can talk to him.
Is he in there for a while? Like,
oh, that makes it so much better. You can
he's gone to sleep.
Alright, so I'm going to go to the window and start tapping it.
Okay.
I'll go by the window and
just spin a web spin across a web. The window saying, he's here.
The window in his room or just outside
so they can see.
Okay. You two are still circling around, so you two see...
Oh, no, I was with the foxes.
Oh, you're going with him to the foxes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, Alistair, you see 48 in the window spinning the web, just to sit like a spiral, something that you guys know.
Yeah. So I
spiral. I know that.
Yes, yeah, so you swoop down to the window.
I kind of perch on it.
Hey, listen. He's in that room over there.
Okay.
He's in there a while, so maybe he's asleep.
It's possible. People sleep.
Yeah.
It's a human thing. Human sleep.
I'm not
everybody
sure
sleeps.
What your plan is.
Everybody sleeps.
To take him out.
Sometimes.
My plan is... somebody hiccups. Excuse me.
It's okay. Take your time.
That moth was good.
My plan was that once he gets to the top of the stairs, when he's coming down, I'm going to shoot my light at his eyes, causing him to blind. I'm hoping he's going to stare at me. But I remember you also have a power to make something people like dazed and confused. So I think with our powers combined,
that power.
It could work even better to try to make his guy fall, break his neck.
That'd be perfect. That's actually very clever. Marty can talk. He can people talk.
Okay.
Maybe we can have him call the hunter out, and he comes out, and then we just whammy him, and then he goes blah 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 downstairs, and then I can eat his corpse. I mean, we'll dig out his eyes.
It's delicious, delicious.
Sure.
There's not like something like self-control, so I don't accidentally eat his eyes. That's usually the first place that scavengers go for, because it's soft tissue.
Not doggy food. All right.
That sounds like a plan. You don't know where Marty is. Well, you saw Marty go after Swift.
Marty's with Swift.
What's Swift?
Swift got sawed by a human.
Sawn.
Got sawn. I wanted to say seen and sawed.
A person seed him.
A person planted his seed in him. Wait, what?
Oh, God.
Wow.
I thought people didn't like...
He just got darker.
I thought people didn't like foxes, but people like foxes more than I thought.
That's what
they're a superstitious bunch in this town.
They're a bunch of miners.
Not going there. Never mind.
Alright. You make your web. I'll go find Marty. And then I'll bring him here and Swift. And we'll work and we'll divide. Swift can dig out the eyes with his claws, because if I do it, I might eat them.
Okay.
And it was an accident. They were all.
It wasn't an accident.
Well, I was hungry.
Don't you lie about eating my family. All right.
God bless us all. Yes.
We'll end it with. We argue, but at the end of our argument, I go to fly to find Marty.
That's a good quote to put up.
Would a bird be more qualified to like get the eye out?
Don't lie about eating my family. All right, so we're going to cut back to Swift and Marty. So, Swift, you know that there's a fox den about 45 minutes outside of the town. They don't want to be too close because people hunt foxes and they don't want to be killed.
Yeah, it's probably a good reason why they're not going to come help me.
They're not more qualified to pick the eyes out because we peck them out and eat them. Like, we take them out in
it's
pieces.
Just the magpie's idea. Don't have to listen to him.
So you know where the den is. So you, 45 minutes. So you make your way to the den,
mm-hmm.
And you see there's a fox.
I wear denim.
Laying on the ground, sunning itself, curled up, and it hears you approach and looks up and, hello, Swift.
I say hello to it, but it doesn't understand me.
It does not. You don't understand it.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Hey, Windjammin.
What brings you to our neck of the woods?
I'm going to perch on Swift's head.
You've got a bird on your head.
Yeah.
You're actually kind of big. You might actually be too heavy for
his head. Back, then.
You'd probably what, just, what, like,
Windjammer?
Windjammer?
Windjammer gets up and licks its chops and looks at Marty.
Marty?
Yes?
Go up in the tree.
But I want to see what's happening.
You can see what's happening. Go in the tree.
I'm going to peek over. Okay, I can see what's happening. I'm going to go to the tree.
Swift, you're no fun.
Leave Marty alone. He's a good bird.
Leave Marty alone.
Well, that's not my lunch. You didn't come to bring me my lunch, so what do you want?
If I bring you lunch...
That's not me.
That's not Marty. can I get some help?
I need a favor. On what the help is, and it depends on the lunch.
It'd be a good lunch, but
You can't guarantee that.
Okay, well, I'm not going to guarantee the lunch.
I know this place makes a great muffaletta. What's the favor?
See,
we need to raid a human village.
We need to raid a human village and kill a human.
Did he like the idea?
No.
He falls on his back and starts like waving his paws up in the air.
Oh, Swift, oh man. Oh, that was good. That was good. Oh man, that makes up for the bird. Oh, but seriously, what do you want?
Yeah,
was that a no?
He's about to be a no.
Stop talking to the bird and talk to me.
Yeah, you inconsiderate.
It's not a joke.
Wait, so you want to raid a human village and kill a human?
Yes.
Why? So they'll be even more incentivized to hunt you down?
I did not think of the repercussions for these plans.
Well, now I got on a spider. That's gonna.
Just gonna get a newspaper.
Well, does Windjammer know I was staying with the witch?
Have you told him? I
figure he knows.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, I'm sure she'd be a local, like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
do you know the old witch?
Which one? The one in the dark house or the one in the light house?
The nice witch in the light house.
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, she gave you that. She gave you the really good birds that one time.
Mm. What?
Or you didn't like them either.
Yeah, those were pretty good. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
One of the humans killed her.
Oh, that's a shame.
And the way that we can bring, and we learned that we can bring her back by killing the human that killed her, and the other witch will help. I guess. Me.
So, you want to go kill the human? I still don't
bring
see
back
what
the other
you
human.
Need me for.
Well, I would need you guys to be more like a distraction. And, like, kind of like, just run as fast as you can and just cause a big distraction in town.
So, you want me in my den to go risk our lives in a human village as a distraction?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Maybe,
that's a pretty big ask, Swift.
Maybe lure the man with the red hat out into the woods.
Whoa. That's, how are we supposed to do that?
Well,
steal his hat.
Maybe we can steal his hat, or maybe Marty can steal his hat.
Well, you don't need us.
Stop. Sorry, I'm just trying to. I think I tap things.
No wonder he never taps things.
Whatever he
right.
Says, he put his finger in the.
Sorry, Marty, threw me off.
Well, the thing is, though, is getting to the human is the problem. Trying to, like, make sure that I don't get killed while trying to get to the human.
But we are fine.
Well, I... Yeah, I know. It's not that great of a plan.
Roll. Clever. This is going to be like this. Nine.
Can I add... Whatever this... What kind of food would you guys be willing to do it for?
Tents.
Oh, no, that's happening anyway.
Yeah. What is this? This is why spiders are the best spiders. Thank you very much.
11.
All right, Swift. We might be able to help you out, but...
It's a foolhardy plan.
We do need some lunch, still.
Yes, you do. What do you want?
Windjammer looks up at Marty.
Did he like the plan?
Well, I'm suddenly in the mood for bird. Go get me and my friends 3 nice, plump, juicy birds. And you see 2 other foxes come out of the den.
Is that the group that's going to help us?
Marty?
That's me.
Okay, you can just go back to, just go back to Alistair.
You don't need me here anymore.
I think I got this.
Glad I could be of service.
Okay.
Wing salute.
Alright, can I roll clever to know where there's some chickens?
In town.
Yeah, no, you know where you can find... Okay, yeah, roll clever, see where you can find some birds.
What is it?
I think almost as low as it go. 4.
What did you roll?
4. So.
4.
Alright, because remember, if you roll a 1, you basically die.
I just die?
But you have a point of danger.
So did you, what'd you roll?
He rolled a 2.
Oh,
okay.
But it's...
Well, it's not necessarily death. You're in a very bad spot.
But it's before adding your...
It's set... It says when you roll, so I would assume it's the natural die.
Where is that place?
4? Yeah, you don't. In the woods. So you can roll sly to start hunting some birds.
Yep.
Four.
Oh, okay.
Whew. All right, you're going to be out in the woods for a while.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you.
I just can't seem to get those quails.
So by the time you go out into the woods to the foxes, have the talk, and then, Marty, you go flying back.
Right.
It's about the same time that the two of them have put their plan together. And you see Alistair on the window with 48.
And it's a better plan than what Swift was saying.
And it's fine. All right, great. You know what? Fine. I'm sorry I ate your family. They were... I already dead. I'm so sorry that I offended you and hurt your feelings. Can we please put this past us? I'm a crow. I eat dead things.
Listen, I'm just saying, stop lying about eating my family. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I won't lie about it anymore.
One thing, it's enough that you ate my family, and it's another that you would now just lie about the whole ordeal. And let me remind you, this has happened multiple times, you both know. It's not like this is like a one day thing. You get over.
Sorry.
This is.
You ate my older brother, 49.
Spider.
That'll be his younger brother.
Hey, is that spider on the ceiling a friend of yours?
Not at all.
Zip.
I'm gonna go have a snack before I go.
One would be the firstborn.
Oh boy.
I think we came up with a plan.
49. That would be his younger brother, because 48 comes before 49.
Yeah, my mom didn't count down.
She knew how many eggs she was going to lay.
One is the oldest, one is the youngest.
Oh, I was going to admit she was counting as they came. All right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's still me.
Still be older.
Yeah, 49.
You're 1.
After.
Mark is 2. Ergo, you're older than Mark.
Never mind. I'm an idiot. I can go home now.
All right.
She was counting down like it was the New Year's Eve ball.
Maybe you were born on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. No,
well, no, that's
winter. We'd be dead.
Well, maybe this forest is tropical.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
did you two come up with a plan? Because I think we came up with a plan.
Yeah, we came up with a plan. Because we need you to help us with the plan.
All right, so what will I do while we wait for the foxes to come?
Wait, the foxes are coming?
I hope.
All right, so we should probably do this plan before the foxes come. When are the foxes coming and ruining our plan?
Well, I don't... Well, I don't know for sure if the foxes
are
coming.
Who came up with this plan to begin with?
It was a team effort.
How much of the planning did you actually involve it yourself in?
Well, I said, let's go find some foxes.
Listen.
And we went and found some foxes.
Listen, no offense to you animals, but us spiders are all about setting a trap. That is what we do. You guys are hunters or scavengers, whatever. That's fine, that's nature. But we...
Thank you!
Bless you!
Thank you! Sorry, Gracie. I am
made for this sort of thing.
He came up with a great plan. Basically,
what is it?
He set a trap. He made a web by the edge of the staircase. So you're going to call the hunter out, and he's going to come out. I'm going to dazzle him, and he's going to blind him. He's going to stumble into the web, fall down the stairs, and die. And then Swift is going to grow some grass around him to hide the body while he takes out his eyes.
Because no one's going to notice that patch of grass at the bottom of the stairs in the inn. Hey, Harvey, what's under that patch of grass? I don't know. I'm not going to look. It's a patch of grass.
Did you notice that patch of grass is moving?
Yeah, grass does that. It's blowing in the breeze.
It's red coming out of it.
Blood grass.
It's red grass. Is he blue grass? Is he black red grass?
Green grass, blue grass, red grass.
It's better than crab grass.
That does sound like a good plan.
The other grass. Whoa, it just gets up.
There's a fin with the Finn's clone who was a grass.
Didn't have a grass sword?
That's where it came from.
Oh my god, I wish I was on this episode.
What?
Red, green grass, red grass.
One grass, two grass, red grass, blue grass.
Right, so, are we doing that now then? What do we do with all the other foxes if they come?
I mean, we should probably do this before the foxes come. What was the deal that he made with the fox?
I didn't hear.
He didn't even tell you.
Well,
what the plan
he had
was.
Me fly away a little bit because fox wanted to eat me.
So you flew that. You flew to us saying there's a plan.
What if he sold
us? But he didn't even tell you the plan.
Well, he's getting the foxes to help. I hope.
Smash cut to Swift just walking through the woods looking for birds, unable to find any.
I hope he's
good. Just walks by as a bird to visit.
Let's just.
What's what he's looking for?
We don't need Swift with us right now, alright? But he might be a bit of a short. Let's execute this right now.
That's a pretty good plan.
Let's execute this plan right now. Take him out, so. Because, you know.
What should I say?
Our first objective is, you know, kill this guy. So let's do that. Let's take him out right now, and then we'll figure out how to get his eyes. Next.
What should I say to call him?
No, freak him out. He's a murder person, so...
Just knock on the door and be like, you killed me, I'm the witch.
So the YouTube birds need to roll sly to get into the pub opening scene.
Seven.
I also got a seven.
Okay.
Seven prostitutes.
Peter, you and five of those prostitutes, get out!
You guys fly in. There's a pair of antlers that are mounted in the hall above one of the doors, and you perch on that.
So like I said, I kind of also made a web in front of the stairs, so when he goes into it, it's like, oh.
Okay. So what's the first part of this?
We lure the hunter out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's me.
Lord.
Yes.
I'm going to say this is clever. Mm-hmm. Remember, magic is always dangerous.
Right.
So if you fail, you got a point of danger. I'm going to say this is just... What are you saying?
So we want to have him, like, freak him out and try to make him think the spirit of the witch can kill him or something?
That sounds good.
I'm going to say that's 8.
You said clever?
Yeah.
8.
Okay. So what do you say?
Ride the witch! I'm come to kill you! You killed me! I kill you!
Not so loud.
Revenge!
Alright.
I'm coming for you. I'm trying to.
Marty is trying to mimic her voice. He figures he'd know.
Witch
Make another clever roll to see how well you mimic her voice. You got the spell goes off.
Right.
It's gonna be a 7.
5.
5.
Well, you maybe her voice sounds different after death.
She's still a witch. She's a witch hunter.
Got it.
Do you, I mean,
he's killed lots of witches, so you may not.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
You
sound like a witch.
Right.
Maybe. Come out! I'm the witch. You hear a rustling inside the room, and the door opens. What? What's that?
I wanted to also make sure not to be directly in view.
You're not.
All right.
You making sure like he's downstairs, so he has to go down the steps.
Right. Yeah. That's a good idea. So I'll do it from down there, I guess.
Well, you'd be like, I'm down this. I'm in the tower.
You think you could kill me again? Come down and get me.
Okay, so, so you two, all three of you roll clever.
12.
4.
I got a, roll it. And I got a clever 4.
4. All right, you two? Perfect. James, he takes a step out, and you could tell he sees the web that 48 spun. And he stops. And he turns around. And he looks at you two perched on the antlers.
I'm trying to be inconspicuous. I'm just a bird.
You're just a foot tall bird.
Yeah.
I was wondering when you would show up.
I'm gonna whack him with my dazed and confused.
Okay. This is gonna be fierce now.
Fierce. I got one.
Fierce. It's going to be 8.
Oof. No fierce.
11!
11,
nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
So what does it look like when you do this? It's not a flashy thing. So, it's more subtle. So what happens?
I had to roll clever to see if he saw me or not. That's sly.
Clever was...
No, he didn't see you.
Realize if...
Yeah. So clever was to realize that something was up.
He
hasn't seen you. He sees the two birds.
I got a 12 on that with the sly.
Yeah, so you know that something's up.
Okay. Well,
so if you want, you could. But
how this? I figure how my dazed, confused thing works. I make direct eye contact with him, and he looks into mine. And then all of a sudden, the room just starts to.
Okay, so you, he looks at you and puts his hand out he goes to reach for the wall and kind of misses and stumbles. So he's like at the top of the stairs-ish.
I'm going to blind him.
Roll quick, because you just got to get it out. Eight again.
8. Yeah, 8.
Okay. A light just appears before his eyes. And he puts his hand up.
Let me put my hands up, light us up.
As he's dazed and confused too.
Yeah. Well, he has his hand on the wall now, and he has his hand up.
Like maybe two birds.
He's dabbing.
No.
Maybe some one-foot birds should just crash into him and knock him down the stairs.
Yeah. He's a wobbly, he's by the stairs, he's blind.
That's fierce.
Maybe I'll fly behind him and bump him like that, yeah.
This is dangerous if you're both doing it.
Are you doing it, Mr. James?
It's dangerous even if you both aren't doing it.
Yeah, you know what, I guess I'll do it with
him.
That's
fierce.
9.
11.
Uh-oh.
Okay. You both succeed. You both just, like, fly towards him. And he as the light fades, he takes his hand away, and he's, like, blinking, and all of a sudden just... Boom! Birds! And he goes falling back down the stairs.
Bird attack.
So you guys see him land at the bottom of the stairs.
Most
And then there's just a commotion in the bar downstairs. Oh my god, what happened? And people go running over and rushing around him.
I'm going to not be near them.
Yeah, I think
roll
we're
gonna, sly.
I think we're gonna fly.
You're fine, Meyer. You're just a spider.
All right,
we're gonna fly.
Ten.
They came in. Sly.
Yeah.
Five.
Okay. Marty. You like hit him and just like turn and just fly out the window like you were never even there.
Okay.
Alistair, you take a point of danger.
Yeah.
And you go. You mistimed your turn. You're not used to flying inside.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's not
outside. Doesn't have all these walls. So you go to turn. So basically, the two of you go like flying together and then veering off like jets.
Mm-hmm.
But Marty had the good
jets.
Space. You're like about to fly into a wall, and you turn. You don't hit the wall, but you make a noise and you fly down into the bar. And they're like, "It's a fucking crow!" And they just start throwing things at you. So roll quick. This is dangerous again.
Yeah.
8
12.
Okay.
Yeah.
You managed.
Oh, 11, my bad.
That's fine.
Oh,
they're throwing things at you. And someone is walking in going, "What the hell?" And you just zoom out the door and fly up and away.
A crow! You would think they'd freak out because, you know, crows mean murder.
Whoa,
they're all bad omens.
I mean, they did. They started throwing things at you.
I know. It's just...
That was a good plan. Everyone wears 48.
Hi, spider.
Yeah, so 48.
He's a tiny spider. He's
you
small.
You watch as they gather around the top of the as the people start to lift up the witch hunter.
He's dead.
No, he stands up and I'm all right. Just a bruise. I'm fine. You give me a drink.
I'm gonna go into the room.
Okay, you just get her into his room.
You think we got him?
I hope so. I don't. I'm not really sure how much I'm
pretty sure we got him. I mean, that was a great plan.
It was a very good plan.
It worked out beautifully. Minus the people throwing.
Well, yeah, but he's still acknowledging that you were part of the plan.
Oh, that's good.
A little while later, he comes back up into his room. I know you're here, Spider.
Oh, no.
I don't know where you are.
I thought you just said he knew it.
Spin a web with an arrow pointing at the little spider.
I know that witch had some pets. And I knew you'd be coming for me. I've been waiting for you.
Bungle. Wait.
That was the complication. The witch hunter is waiting for you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, James.
Yes, yeah.
You're welcome.
You're going too easy for us anyway. Because I wasn't there before him. What was in his room?
No, you weren't in your room. You weren't in his room. You're right out in the hallway.
I said he went into his room when he said he was downstairs getting a drink.
Yeah, no, I know. He comes back into his room.
Yeah, but I was thinking what was in his room.
Oh, what was in his room. I'm sorry. There's a pile of clothes. Uh-huh. His red hat is sitting on a table next to his bed.
His eyes are there.
He took his eyes out and put them on glass. There's a sword leaning against the same table. If you're just like climbing all around, he's got a dagger on top of it too.
Okay.
And it looks like there's a cudgel leaning against his back.
Is that what
he's a witch hunter?
Odds or evens?
Even.
Let's see. Did he spring for the window? There is no window.
Okay.
Damn.
Shut up, Valley.
Did you have a fireplace?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's right on here.
Yeah, so he comes back into his room and he says that. Oh, you and your friends are coming for me. Give it your best shot.
What's our best shot?
He grabs his stuff and puts his hat on. And takes his weapons and walks out of the room.
Hit me with your best shot.
Can I hitch a ride with him?
Roll sly.
I mean, he's carrying
this
a bunch
is gonna,
of stuff.
This is going to be like a 9.
I mean, he's carrying a bunch of stuff, so I mean, it might be easy just to...
Sly?
Yeah.
11.
11, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you manage to, before he notices, you manage to like, crawl into one of the pockets of his clothes. He's unknowingly taking you with him.
Yeah, good.
You don't know where.
No, but guess what? I don't give a fuck. I'm going to this motherfucker.
So you guys are outside. Swift, you're in the woods. It's dark. You haven't found any birds. You've been at this for hours.
Can I go try to go find them?
Well, you need to go find Swift. I'm going to stay out here and see when they bring the body out and where they bring him.
Okay.
I'll leave trail or something.
Should I tell him we still need the other foxes?
You know, we might need the distraction to get to his dead body.
All right. Zip.
All right, you go off to where you last saw Swift. So roll clever.
Clever.
Regular 7.
8.
8. You eventually find him wandering the woods, hunting.
Not being successful.
No.
Swift. Oh, Swift.
Yeah.
It's a bird. Oh, it's just Marty.
It's a bird. Oh.
Don't be so disappointed to see me.
Oh, I've been looking for birds for hours. There's no birds over here.
I'm a bird?
Yes. The other guys want birds.
Well then forget it, I'm not a bird. we think we killed him. The man.
We did.
The man that
without
we had.
Me.
They came up with a cracking good plan.
Well, then there's no point in me. Find birds.
Well, we think it might be good to distract them with the other foxes anyway. I don't know, they come up with a plan.
Well, you're gonna have to help him do some hunting then.
Oh.
Unfortunately, you're gonna help me point out some birds.
Oh. I don't want to send any birds to be eaten by foxes.
It's a deal I made.
That's a terrible deal.
Well, it's either you give them a good lunch or they don't help.
Dinner at this point. Maybe breakfast if things keep going like this.
Well, do you think we...
Do you know any good places where I could get big, chunky birds? I don't want to...
I'm not comfortable about this.
Should I get 48? He'll be more comfortable about it. I'm not very comfortable about it either. Well, two of my friends are birds. I'm hunting for birds.
Do you think we could distract them in some other way without getting the foxes?
I'm a jumping spider, little tiny.
Unless 48 can get a whole bunch of spiders.
I was thinking of like those little brown ones we have around here sometimes.
I want to be a jumping spider. It was cute, kind of.
You never said what spider it had to be.
I didn't.
Jumping spiders, and you can leap. Get away.
Well, maybe we could figure out the distraction without the other foxes.
Get along.
I don't know. I didn't expect them to have this plan when I get back.
Well, I expected they already had caught, like, many birds, but for some reason, I think they hunted this place dry.
Savages.
Don't look at me. You're just sucking hunting.
I'm also not used to hunting.
Usually the witch just feeds you.
Yeah.
Well, let's say we try something else then. Because I don't want to find birds to be fed to foxes.
Well,
you could try like maybe some mice or squirrels, but they said
they were pretty specific about birds.
You don't know how well they'll react to not birds.
I'll try and find some mice.
Roll clever.
8.
You find some mice.
Are they big plump mice?
They're field mice. They wouldn't be that plump.
They get a whole bunch of them.
Roll 1 die.
10
of them.
You find 10 mice?
Wow.
I like how you said it before you rolled it.
So I Go back to the den with the 10 mice.
No, Windjammer's there. Jeez! Took you long enough. Where's our birds? Oh, I see you brought one.
Oh, I wasn't going to follow him through the cave.
Oh, okay. Well, he comes out of the den.
Oh. No, I fly back up and shake my head vigorously.
There was no
such a tease, Swift.
No luck on the birds. I didn't find any.
Well, then what are you doing here?
Well, I still brought you some dinner. I brought you 10 mice.
That's not bad.
That's 3 1/3 mice for each of you. I don't say that in character because they won't understand me.
That's 3 1/3 mice for each of you.
Yeah.
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 All right, come on, guys. The other two come springing out of the den. They just start humming, chowing down into the mice. It doesn't take them long to eat all 10 of them.
How do they split the 10th one?
Windjammer gets 4.
Oh.
He's the head.
Yeah.
So, what was this plan of yours?
We're going to go in town, you're just going to basically run through it maybe 1 or 2 times. And cause a commotion, go back in the woods, go back home.
Safely.
Safely. While we deal with the hunter.
Okay, and when are we doing this?
Now, if you're available.
Yeah, now if you're available, because I've eaten.
I suppose so. So what's the signal, or do you want to just go run there right now and start causing a ruckus?
Hold on. Marty.
How's it going?
When do you want to do this?
Well, as soon as possible, really. They already...
Do you want to do a signal?
What?
Well, they want to know, like
signal. I thought you said single.
Signal.
Yeah,
I was going
to say, but...
Well, what kind of signal? I mean, we're just going now.
Did you just want to run?
Well, we should. They already killed the man. Do you want me to fly back and find out? I don't know if we have time for that.
All right, I will.
All right, how about this? We're going to go run to the edge of the town and hide, and then you could come let us know what the plan is.
Thank you.
What did he say?
He said he'll meet us there at that town. They're gonna go hide on the edge of town.
Come on, boys! And the three of them just take off running.
All right. Yes.
And then when we figure out what to do, we'll contact them. I'll tell them to go.
Okay. Let's go then.
All right. So two of you head off back to town.
Zip. In my fast flight.
So James, you're watching as about the time that they're coming back to town, you see. A man in a red hat walking out of the pub.
My eyes go wide and I freak out and I just start circling above looking for...
He's got his pants on and he's pulling on a shirt as he goes. It is most definitely the man in the red hat, the witch hunter.
Oh yeah, I've seen him now without the red hat, so
yep.
I got that live memory locked in. I'm going to see if... I'm going to stare at him and see if I notice if 48 is with him.
You wouldn't see him.
Mm. Alrighty then.
He's not with him. Because Meyer is just hiding in his pockets. Oh, you know what? Roll clever. It's going to be like diff 10, though.
So I got a 4.
Yeah, you don't see him.
Do I get a danger mark?
No, it wasn't dangerous. That was just to see if you spotted Meyer.
Okay.
No,
48. 48, sorry.
Alright, so I'm gonna...
Not in this game.
Yeah, there's no minor, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go fly and perch back on the window to where I last saw him.
He's not there?
Alright, I'm gonna look around and, like, I don't see... No sign of him. I can't talk.
Finally, it's just me and you, other spider.
Yeah, that happens.
Okay. The other spider.
You eat him.
Yeah.
Well, he only had 3 weeks.
I better not tell 48.
So then, all right, now I'm going to go and try and find Marty because, I'm going to tail this guy from a distance because...
Okay. Yeah, you follow him. He walks.
I pull out, like, one of my... start preening. I land in a place. I preen myself, pull a feather, like, in a certain way that Marty would recognize. Like, all right, I said I was leaving a trail, so this would be the way.
That's the way Alistair pulls his
feathers. You pluck out a feather and then carve it to the tree bark. Marty, go this way. Sign Alistair.
Crows are known for their intelligence that they can make and use tools.
Yes.
So,
cars into the tree. Marty, I've figured out a very good plan for us all to follow through with. Perhaps it would be in your best interest to fly over towards this direction.
Here's my plan. Follow this plan.
Follow the bouncing ball.
Too bad you guys can't read humans.
It's a bird scratch.
So you follow. Yeah, you follow him. Roll sly. That's seven.
Yep, that's at seven.
94.
Seven?
Seven.
Okay. There's one or two times where he like looks back over his shoulder, and you just like duck into a tree at the last second. You're pretty sure he doesn't see you. And you follow him. He goes to a different building. It's one of those lower buildings that doesn't have, you know, there's no lights on inside. He walks in, and then a minute later, you see a dim light come on in the window. About this time, the Ute guys get back to town. So where are you going?
I figure I'd be heading back towards where... we last were, towards the building.
Okay, so you head back to the bar and roll clever at
okay.
Seven.
So, you want me to wait until seven to roll it?
Yeah.
Ding! Oh, it's still 10:30. Oh, yeah. 11.
You find the trail that Alistair left.
It's true.
Yeah. Go there and roll your die.
Alright, I found the feather.
You find his trail.
I'm going to follow it, because that's what a smart would do.
Right,
because
that's where they took the body, obviously.
Yeah, naturally.
And you follow them to...
Very impressive of that crow and spider to bring the body all this way.
And you follow, you find that same building. And you see Alistair perched on the window? Probably not. On the roof.
Alistair, I found you!
Yeah. Oh, good, you found my sign.
Yes, so where's the body?
Walking around in that house right there.
But dead bodies don't normally walk.
Yeah, he's not dead. And I couldn't find 48.
That's not good.
I know. And well, I searched around for 48, and I ate another spider. Don't tell 48 that I did that.
Okay.
But I couldn't find 48.
Your shoes,
you bastard!
Well, we got the foxes to come, they're going to make
a... Oh, what did they say?
What?
What did the fox say?
I made a joke like 2 hours ago.
I know.
they're going to wait outside the edge of town, and when we give a signal, when we tell them to, they're going to come be a distraction.
Well, we don't need them in town anymore. We need them here for this building, but I'm not really the trap maker. That's more 48, and 48 is, I'm hoping, with the man in the red hat, because I didn't see him in the lodge.
He is rather small.
Yeah, and he is clever, though.
Yes, clever like a fox.
Speaking of which, 48.
Yes.
What are you up to?
Hanging out, waiting for him to fall asleep. What's he doing?
Run to the beach.
Well, you're still in his pocket.
Yeah. Well,
I'm assuming when he gets home, he would take his jacket off.
If he's in his jacket pocket.
Well, I'm just gonna hang out of this until he's stopped moving.
Oh wait, where are my keys?
All right, time for my nightly pocket smack to kill any spiders. Yeah, eventually he stops moving. Make a slide check at 8.
Okay, here we go. All right, boys. Let's see if I live. No, 7.
Oof. Okay, so you come crawling out of the pocket.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's in his jacket, and he's still wearing it.
Okay.
So he looks and sees you right, like, crawling out of his breast Blind pocket. Okay, quick, roll quick. This is most magic's dangerous, so if you fail, we'll take a point of danger for the last roll.
Okay.
This is going to be 8 again.
Yeah, I got 8. I got a little set on my quickest one.
Okay. Again! Damn it! And he goes to, like, smack at you. I'm assuming you jump off.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna hide somewhere.
Roll slide.
I got a 9.
9. Okay, yeah, it was 7. So you skitter under something.
It's probably like an older built house. It's probably under the floor. You probably go under the floorboards.
Yeah, you could sneak, like, under the floorboards. If that's what you want.
No, maybe.
Okay. So the house, it seems to be basically one room with a bedroom attached to it. Yeah. So there's a table with 2 chairs. There's a bookshelf. And there seems to be a wall with a whole bunch of weapons on it. And there's a shelf. So there's a fireplace. There's no fire going yet. He has, like, a lantern on the table, you see. And you can just barely make out there's a shelf or a series of shelves above the fireplace that have stuff on them, weird stuff. But you recognize Mom's necklace.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
And you start to realize that it's a trophy shelf. So you skid, I mean, you could go hide under the bookcase or something. You hide. The light doesn't last long.
No.
He blinks away. I know you're here, Spider. That was clever.
His arch enemy's a spider.
Yeah. A tiny little spider.
Oh my God, it's Jungle the Jungle.
So you guys outside, you hear him go,
I've had many enemies, but none like that spider.
Well, sounds like 48's alive.
That's right. He never expected a nihilistic, depressed spider to come for him.
You need to see who's spiders. Give it a little time.
So what are you guys going to do? What are you going to signal the foxes?
So well, Eric has to come back and get me.
Yeah.
Because we think
not
that
Eric,
they're
you mean Marty.
Well, we'll say Marty just goes and does that. Marty flies over and tells you the new part of the plan to go to his house.
And I tell the foxes.
Okay.
There's 4 of us now, and 4 foxes versus 1 human.
Lead the way, Swift. So roll quick. What'd you get?
4. I'm rolling a lot of 4s.
Yeah, okay. So you say, this way! And you start running into town, running through the streets. And all of a sudden, you're like instantly spotted. Oh my God! There's foxes! They're coming for the hens! Quick! Get the hounds!
Wait. Wrong way! Can I try again?
Yeah. Diff is now 8.
8.
Okay. Take a point of danger for the last one, too.
Point of danger.
What's your danger at now?
2.
2. Okay.
Well, running.
Yeah, you're running. They know you're there, but you get to the guy's house. So how are you distracting him? Like, how are you trying to lure him out?
How are we gonna lure him out?
Marty could try speaking human again. You have the sleepies?
Yes.
Yeah, GFs.
You guys want to just tap on the windows and try again outside?
Okay. Here's the thing. Are we capable of murder?
Is this a psychological or physiological question?
It's a physiological.
Or both.
We're foxes. We're capable of murder. Now.
Well, you're... Alright, not to make this more difficult for us, but your deal with them was for them to cause a distraction, not to attack a human hunter.
They're still going to cause a distraction.
Tracy, come here.
But then...
Well,
I can't kill him.
The plan changed. They know that.
Well, wait, wait. You want us to attack the guy now?
Or at least run around his feet? Cause distraction while I get him?
We'll try. But he's inside. We're outside.
Right. Did you get him to... Did you knock on the window and get him outside?
That's not going to get him outside. It's going to make me knock on the window. He might not come out. We got to figure out a way to lure him outside. But then again, after the last time we lured him outside, he might be, you know, expecting a trap. Last time we caught him when he just woke up and was slightly drunk.
You could hide and wait for him to go sleep.
Then how would that get him outside?
It wouldn't. We have to get inside.
You know what I mean? We could wait for him to go to sleep, and then I guess I could get the window open. If it's one of, like, those latch windows.
You haven't seen yet. He'll see you.
So, 48's alive.
Okay.
There was a bright light from inside, and then a lot of screaming.
Oh.
So, 48's definitely doing a good job at keeping this guy.
Bless him.
He might not even go to sleep knowing that 48 is in his house.
Hmm.
He might be searching for him right now, so we should probably do something out here to get his attention off of 48.
48 can cast light anywhere, right?
Should I yell again?
I mean, we need to get him outside, because we got an army of foxes. When I say army, I mean four.
That's more than we had.
You birds see that the foxes are sitting on the ground looking up at you two, licking their chops.
Yeah, we should use them now so that they go away faster.
Okay, so I'll try to call... Hey, Gracie, down.
Knock the mic down.
Get down. So I'll try to... Should I try to call...
Yeah, try to call him out.
Clever.
Nine.
Okay, what do you say?
We're out here! Come and get us!
You hear a voice from inside. Why would I do that?
We're just little animals. You don't think you could take some animals on?
Roll,
I'm having a problem with a fucking spider.
Roll slide.
That voice for a second sounded like a Keys Play Us, the map.
I'm over here!
That's why I was laughing.
Seven.
No,
okay.
It was the glow.
Yeah, the glow.
Hey,
it's over here.
So, Meyer, or sorry, 48 from inside,
yes.
You see him
my pants.
Go and grab... Oh, excuse me. He grabs a cudgel from his shelf.
Oh, boy.
You can see it's got like a big spike on the end. Yeah. It goes and throws open his door. Alright!
I'm gonna crawl up and blind him.
You can do it from hiding. You don't have to.
Yeah, I'm gonna blind him so then they have a shot of.
Roll quick. This is gonna be an 8.
And you could confuse them too.
If the blinding fails, because there's no point in hitting him with dazed and confused and blinding at the same time.
11.
Okay. He opens the door and looks around, and all of a sudden, God, I get it! God damn it! That's ridiculous!
Get him out! Get him now!
Go! They don't know what we're
roll
saying!
Fierce, Will.
Well, we're yelling for him.
Right, yeah.
Can I have another glass of Arizona? Or pepper? Thank you.
His eyes went gross to tie up his feet with vines.
All right, that's gonna be quick. I'll take clever for that.
9.
Okay.
He's standing in front of his house, and all of a sudden the grass just grows up and over his feet. So now roll fierce.
6.
6. So the other three start yipping and making fox sounds, like running around and between his legs. He's spinning around and swatting at them. You run up and like jump up onto him. Take a point of danger.
Oh god, I have 3 danger now.
Two different globies.
And the blinding has worn off, and he sees you. He doesn't hit you with the cudgel, but he just like smacks you away.
So now I'm gonna hit him with
Dazed and Confused.
Vertigo, yeah.
Quick, it's at an 8.
I'm gonna yell at him some more.
I got a 9.
A 9. Okay. He again just
wait. Quick. Yeah, 8. Sorry. Thank you.
Do you miss? That's fine. So you see, he grabs his head, and he goes to take a step, but because his feet are all tangled in the grass, he trips and falls on his face.
Does he fall on his cudgel?
Roll. No, you didn't roll. You got an 8. You didn't roll that well. But he does drop his cudgel.
Good.
So he lands, oof, and it goes skittering across the...
All right, quick, pick up the cudgel and hit him in the face with it. I fly down and try to pick it up. No, this isn't happening.
I will say, if the two of you work together...
Well, we pick it up and drop it on his
head.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's going to be fierce from both of you. Diff 8.
But it's a clever idea. 5.
6.
Okay.
Together it's 11.
Yeah, well, you both take a point of danger.
That's fair.
As you both... It's bigger than you expected. You can't quite get your claws around it, and you think you get it, and you both start flapping, and one of you's flapping a little harder, and it goes sideways. It's just... Mm-hmm. It's not working right now.
We both grabbed it too close to the bottom of it. That's the problem. We didn't balance out the weight.
Yeah, we weren't thinking that way.
You can try again in a minute if you want.
I'm going to go first back again.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fierce. This is just going to be 4-7.
You did.
Oh! You rolled under your danger.
Oh boy, well, this is a fight too.
It's
a bad shit.
So,
give me worse dice, James.
Hey, it was rolling better for you until you did that.
If you ever roll equal to or under your danger, you're in serious trouble. Dead, trapped, lost, or captured.
Oh, boy.
All right, so you knocked him down. So, Will, you go, you think, I got him. You got him. You go running towards him, and he picks himself up as he sees you coming. And he sees you, and as you're running towards him, you realize, fuck. And he reaches out and grabs you by the throat and holds you and starts squeezing as he starts to stand up.
I'm gonna.
So he picks you up and he says, "No more of this, you little witch shit."
I'm gonna blind him.
I'm about to say I'm gonna fly.
No more of this, you little one. Damn it!
I'm gonna fly and try.
Also, take a point of danger.
Oh, I'll blind again so then he can blind and maybe drop him.
I'm gonna try and grab his hand so like I dig my
Okay, that's fierce. I'm gonna say quick, Meyer.
Okay.
This is gonna be at an 8 or a 9 now.
Can I just try to fly him?
I got a 9.
Bump him from behind.
Yeah, 9. I also
got a 9.
Okay. And what were you doing, Eric?
I just want to fly and bump him from behind.
Just like fly into him?
Yeah, there's not much else I could really do.
That's still fierce. But I'd say that's a 7.
9.
Okay. So at the same time, so you guys see him pick up Swift. And Swift, you feel him, his giant human hand is on your throat, crushing. You can feel your air being cut off, and you realize this is it. This is how you die. And all of a sudden, you're blinded too, because the light basically, you see a bright white light right in front of you, and you think,
I'm going to be dead.
This is it. And you hear him say,
coming, God Mom. Damn it!
And all of a sudden, he screams, and you, the pressure, all you see, you're blinded, you can't see anything, and the pressure on your neck just releases, and you fall.
I would think more if he was being flung, because I was digging into him, so he would just instinctively flinch.
Well, yeah, no, he. What he does is, this is from Will's perspective. From your guys, so you guys see 48 makes another thing of light, as James, you go and you, like, dig your talons into his hand, so he does go to flinch. The first thing he does is open his hand, like he's trying to backhand you. So he drops Swift and pushes you off. He doesn't hit you, but he pushes you off. And then Marty just boom hits him in the back of the head, and he falls back down, and so he's like on his hands and knees. He's not having a good day.
Well, neither am I.
He keeps getting blind.
I'm going to,
it's like that time we were playing Push Face and I just kept inking that bitch.
Yeah. Walk over to, like, a knife where he left. Oh, I don't see. Did I see where it's a knife?
But there's like a whole wall of weapons, yeah.
Yeah, well then I'm gonna like make a web towards the weapons, so maybe the birds can fly and grab one of the.
I'll say
weapons.
You could shout to them. You can.
All right, guys, weapon wall.
Oh.
So you can each make a fierce check, but individually. So if you want to try to grab a weapon and drop it on him,
how can I solve the situation?
What?
How can I solve the situation?
Kill him.
Oh, God.
I got a seven.
Seven, okay. You fly in, and you're a magpie. You fucking love shiny things.
Oh, yeah.
Everything here is beautiful and shiny.
Shiny, shiny, pretty, shiny,
but,
pretty,
but
pretty,
you,
shiny.
You're, so you're looking around for a second, and then you're like, no, I have to do this for Mom. And you find a small shiny that you realize you can actually carry.
Oh, it's so pretty. I'll
run over. You fly over. And you grab it in your talons and go flying back up.
Pretty, shiny, shiny, shiny.
Alistair, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for him to get up so I can hit him with a dazed.
You don't have to wait for him to get up.
Well, I usually just like wait for. I think I'll do this.
Because he falls, so he's like on his. So he pushes himself up on his knees, so he's kneeling. But he's looking around, he's blinking away. And he's reaching over for his cuddle.
He really hates me, probably.
He hates all of you.
I know.
Vinny really hates the spider.
The spider keeps...
I mean, if it was set in modern times, he'd probably just put on sunglasses and be okay.
Right.
But his options are fight with his eyes closed, which doesn't really help, or keep getting his light in his face. So...
Like, I was using a little spider with a light.
It's pretty good.
You have so far saved all of our lives.
I mean, it works for like a turn because it's not a lot. It's just like it's like a candle light.
It's still pretty useless. I'm just using it to annoy him.
Yeah. Mind the daze.
So are you trying to daze him?
Yeah.
You could do clever this time.
So you're gonna make him like throw up his like energy stuff.
Is he athletic?
That does not count.
My four
dice
don't count.
You're not fletching it fast enough to trigger his epilepsy. If he is.
No.
Take
I rolled under
danger.
My danger.
Oh, okay. So take another point of danger, and you go flying towards him, and he faster than you expect. Grabs his cudgel and just swings up at you. He doesn't hit you with the big point side that's sticking out, but boo, and he hits your wing and you feel and hear all your bones just crack in your wing
as you go
boom on the ground and slide.
Ew. That's a problem.
Right. Fucking witch animals.
I'm just flopping around.
Can I try to stab him with the shiny I got?
That's fierce.
Oh.
Should be seven.
Can I cover him in grass?
You can try.
Eight.
Nice. So you fly above him. Again, you're just dropping it on him?
Yeah. With the point down. With the shiny down.
Yes. Well, you succeeded, so you're doing it point down.
Right.
As opposed to just like bopping him on the shoulder and hilt him a knife. Yeah, so you guys see Marty flying above him and with the knife, and he drops it, and
it's not going to be as shiny anymore.
It lands. He's starting to get up, and so he manages to stand, and he pants a little bit and stands there. He's got blood running down his hand from where Alistair scratched him.
What about the other foxes?
They're running around to try and distract him,
okay.
But
yeah, fucks.
He's terrible. Slightly more focused on what's right in front of him.
Fair.
And all of a sudden, you hear him scream as this knife lands in his shoulder, and he drops his cudgel.
Yeah.
And he's, God, and he looks over, what the f-? And he tries, it's like just out of his reach to grab it.
Yeah.
And so he screams as this knife is like embedded in his shoulder now. God damn you.
And now there's grass growing up.
Roll clever.
Please don't roll four. Please don't roll four. Please don't
Marty.
Roll your four.
Marty! Marty!
Hello!
Tell him this is what you get for living alone.
Six! I got six, though.
Okay.
It's not a...
You have to roll under your thing, so you're okay. But you still don't succeed, so take a point of danger.
Oh!
Wait, what was his goal? Seven?
Yeah, seven's the base.
Swift runs!
That will be next turn. So, 48, are you doing anything?
I really can't do anything, but make him blind.
So he stands up, he screams, he's dropped his cudgel. He is not having a good day.
I can't kill this guy.
Well, he dropped his cudgel.
That's good.
Dude, I have five. If I...
He needs to keep his tasks simple.
You could try to hit him with the cudgel.
Why are you smelling me?
You could try to rally the other foxes to attack him.
I could. I could try that.
So that's going to be clever.
Guys, I need help.
Stop.
What you doing?
She's just sniffing my crotch.
Oh.
Crazy. Ah! It wasn't a dangerous thing, though.
No, it's not dangerous.
What if I...
What?
I'm gonna try to crawl onto the him.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm gonna crawl onto him.
Okay. Just roll quick to see if you can get to him.
Okay. I'm rolling.
I doubt he's gonna feel you crawl up his leg or anything because he's bleeding on his arm.
Eight. Okay. So shoulder. No, it's basically to see if you have to wait till next turn to do something, but you get to him, so what would you like to do?
I would like to crawl into his mouth.
Into his mouth. Okay. That's going to be quick again. This is definitely dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is an eight.
Eight. Got seven. Plus one, so eight.
Okay. He's bloody and panting. You fucking little animals. I'm going to kill... And as his mouth is... So you're like crawling like up on his shoulder so he doesn't feel you. And you see just his mouth opens, you leap into his mouth. Yeah. And
I'm going to crawl down his throat.
Okay, well, that's going to be... So you crawl into his mouth. What are you... So you... What do you say to the fox as well?
I'm going to wet up his throat and choke on him.
Guys, just think about it. What... If we save the witch's life, what she will do for us...
I mean, what she'll do for you? I mean, we did our part, man. We're going to have to get out of here.
No, please help.
All right. Marty, Alistair, what are you guys doing?
I'm going to hit him with confusion because I can't...
He's already...
Can I go try getting
another shiny?
Sure.
It's not going to be a hard... I don't think it's a hard roll.
Well, you know what? It's distract confused. So I guess I can cause it, like, make him distracted by focusing entirely on me.
Yeah. You could use it to distract, like make him focus on something else.
Right. I can tell her you guys helped.
So roll clever.
I'm gonna make him think the tree is
seven.
Flipping him off.
I mean, to get him shiny.
Ten.
Okay. I'll say clever. Yeah, because now you kind of know what you're looking for.
Oh, four.
Four. You don't see anything. Small enough that you... There's plenty of shinies.
Right.
But nothing that you could... Or I'll say you're just distracted by
that's
all
fair.
The shinies. You fly back in and you're like...
Oh, I must get another one to... Oh, shiny, pretty, pretty shiny.
So he... and he looks over at, like, the tree and just starts glaring at it. And then,
The tree just points at him and then flips him off.
You see him look back at the tree. No, he can't. His arm is dead.
The tree is to him, like Chris is to
him. And the tree just...
So, 48, what are you doing in his throat?
I'm going to crawl into his throat and web it up so he has to suffocate.
Okay, roll... I'll let you roll clever for that. It's going to be 8, though, to actually start having any effect.
Okay. 9.
Yeah. Okay. It's not going to happen right away. But you start spinning a web in his throat.
Suicide mission, I think.
And he starts.
Possibly.
He starts coughing.
A suicide.
It gets harder as you, because he's coughing, because you're like in the back of his throat. Yeah. To, you know, like when you get a hair in the back of your throat.
I'm just shooting as much web as I can.
No, I know, but I'm saying it gets harder as you go because the air is like coming up more.
You're
like grabbing onto your web as it gets pushed up.
Yeah.
The three of you see him like grabbing his throat. He's like starting to choke.
Good.
So you can make another clever roll, Marty, if you want to find. Well, you don't see it because you're staring at it.
Right, yeah, I'm a shiny. 8.
Okay, yeah, you find a Chinese. So you could drop it on him again next time.
Yes.
Swift, what are you doing?
I try to convince them they're not fighting.
You can try. They haven't left
to be fighting.
What?
They haven't left. You can try again. Mm-hmm. Be another clever.
12.
Yeah.
Nice. So what do you
say? I will tell the old lady that you guys did it all.
Will she teach us magic too?
Sure.
Boo.
All right, fine. And the three foxes go running towards him. Two of them start biting his ankles as Windjammer leaps and like claws at him and bites at his throat.
Oh, God.
And he screams. Alistair, what are you doing?
I can't fly over there. I'm going to hop over there and start pecking at his ankle.
Roll fierce.
10.
10, okay. You hop over your broken wing like off at an angle, and you start pecking at his ankle. The one fox is chewing on it. You get to the other side and just start pecking. So 48, roll clever again.
Okay.
Same defeat.
Oh no, I guess the clever. Oh yeah, 7.
7. All right, we'll get a point of danger.
Fair.
Yeah. You are in his throat.
I didn't realize that your first point of danger?
Second.
I'm at 3.
5.
I'm at 1.
So it's getting harder to spin because he's coughing so much and screaming.
Yeah.
So you're not making as much progress as you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
You're still in there.
You're not going to get out.
You also haven't replenished your nutrients, so it gets harder to spin a web.
Yeah. So you can just bite him and start sucking some blood.
Yeah.
So, Marty, roll fierce. To drop the shiny on him.
8.
8, okay. What shiny did you grab?
The one with the spikes.
Well, can't be too big.
Right. I mean, like, it's a jagged knife.
So. Yeah, maybe like, yeah, like, you know, they have those weird, like, wavy knives.
Like a cult dagger kind of thing?
Yeah, he has one of those.
Yeah.
He's a cultist.
He stole probably
He killed a witch. He kills witches.
All right, so... As you fly, this one's it's bigger than the other one. So you're flapping hard.
One of his trophies.
You're flapping hard to bring it over to him.
Killed by one of the trophies.
The pain in his ankle gets hard, so bad he drops to his knees again, and the two foxes start like biting at his arms, and he hits and pushes them away. You hear their yips, and so he's hunched over a little bit. He's like, I'm gonna kill you all, and you drop it, and it spins as it falls, and it lands point first right into his back, and he goes, and then just falls forward.
He's either dead or paralyzed. Either way, it's gonna be terrible when I take his eye.
Either way, it's a waste of time. No, he is dying. So you hit him like right in the spine, like at the base of the neck and the back, and he boom collapses forward, and he lands hard. And 48, there's a gust of wind that pushes you flying out of his mouth.
Oh no!
You
make a parachute. And you just
you're expecting to fall, but you're already on the ground.
Yeah.
And you look over and he's dead, or pretty close.
Oh.
You got him.
I should have expected this when I was killing witches.
So now how are you going to... So he's on his stomach, though. So you have to get him onto his back.
Well,
we have him.
we have a bunch of foxes to do that.
Yeah.
You don't have opposable thumbs. You all have to kind of like gnaw at his head.
No, the four of them like get their hands under him. And manage to flip him over onto his back. He's still like... Now he's choking on his blood.
If I can't like use my legs and
just
grab his
just
eye.
Just wait for him to die.
No, I'm gonna start eating his eyelids.
No, I'll do that. My damage got. Can I?
Oh, no, I just pecked out the eyelids. So there's the.
I don't. I mean. Yeah, sure. Why not?
I can't grab.
You're magical creatures. Why not? If you want to be, I'm gonna say no. You can't. Mm-hmm. But once Alistair eats his eyelids,
yeah,
you could just force your way under his eye.
Whoa.
And push it out from the back.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. So this, you guys watch as this little spider, after the crow eats his eyelid,
Jesus.
The little spider
kind of wish the listeners saw our faces.
Forces his way under into his eye socket. You see it shake. And all of a sudden,
oh my god, no. No more.
As the spider.
I don't do well with
his eye out.
I like how you two are getting so uncomfortable with this. Me and Myra just like laugh.
I'll ask you, was he still alive?
Yes.
I'm not
yes.
good with the gore.
He's.
What gore? It's descriptive.
Oh god. He can't really scream. He's just like moaning and choking on blood.
So he's blind.
In one
literally.
Eye. Well, no, it's the optic nerve is still connected.
That's true.
He can still see. So you're going to have to eat through the optic nerve.
Oh my god. Okay, he does it.
Yeah.
Great.
No, before he does,
good
pop
job.
Now first. I'm
gonna pop both of them and then I just start like,
yeah, good job.
And
you did
just
it.
Sever it.
The last thing
and then it rolls away.
Oh my god, okay.
That was all dirty.
The last thing he sees is a flash of light from a spider.
So you guys leave him there as he dies. He's as you
the last thing he sees is his own eyeball.
The last thing he sees is a crow holding his own eye by dangling by the optic nerve.
Okay. I'm jiggling. I'm like, wow.
Okay. All right. Seriously,
Eric's done. All right. So you guys have his eyes.
Yeah. Listen, guys. He also has mom's necklace.
I can't fly. Hey, Marty, get the shiny.
Oh, no shiny.
Mom's necklace.
Mom's necklace is in there.
Oh, yes, Mom's. Yes, I'll go get it right now.
So you look around. There's lots of shinies, but you see Mom's necklace on the mantle.
I want to get it.
You grab that.
I want to get it. We should move. They were calling those hats.
Alistair, you hop on Swift's back. The other foxes say, we are out of here, man.
Yes,
they take off.
We go.
Thank you.
They were calling the hounds. So. Bless you.
No, thank you.
Oh, yeah, in the distance you start hearing dogs. You brought the town!
48, you climb onto Marty's back.
Okay.
And because Marty can still fly.
Yeah.
Marty takes off.
Yeah.
You start running with Alistair on your back. And
holding two eyes in his beak.
Holding two eyes by their optic nerves in his beak. Bouncing around.
It's like googly eyes. Oh, my God. I'm just watching the fox and the crow, which is doing googly eyes and bouncing around.
I think it's funny. If you turn around,
I think it's funny. But
if you stand on his ass,
sick.
They're like truck nuts for him.
Oh god! My stomach's really queasy.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, so you guys, by the time you get back to Mom's cabin, it's the sun's just coming up.
That's good.
Her body is still there.
Uh-huh.
Thankfully.
And you have the eyes. You realize you don't know what to do. So you put the eyes down on her chest.
Put the necklace on.
You put the necklace on her.
Yeah, she wanted it.
And you put the eyes on her chest. And wait.
Now what?
And... After a minute, she starts to glow.
We start to glow too.
Yeah, you start to glow, and you feel the energy coming out of you and going into her. Mm. And the eyes kind of they don't melt, but they just she just kind of absorbs them.
Yeah.
And her wounds start to heal. Her flesh re-knits. And then she opens her eyes.
The blood goes up.
Yay. Mom. Mom. Mom, you're okay.
My angels. Thank you. That means you... You killed the witch hunter.
Yes, yes, yes.
I just sit there with like a flopped wing, like, nodding.
My poor Alistair. And she picks you up. And she strokes you, and she whispers something, and your wing like falls in. And it's it hurts for a second, but then it heals, and you flap it. And
Mom, it's so good to see you. The thing is,
now just nuzzle in deeper.
I hate to bring this up like right now.
What?
Well, part of the deal was with the other foxes that helped us. Will you teach them?
Fuck them!
Yeah, that's my mom.
Fuck you!
Yeah, sounds like my mom. Fuck them.
You know what? Yeah, she's like, what? Fuck no! And that's where we'll stop. So that was The Witch is Dead. I guess we need a title for this episode. A pickle and pumpernickel?
Pumpernickel. Oh, I like blind and confused.
Blind and confused.
Blind and confused is a great title.
Blinded by the light. Again and again and again.
Blind and confused is good.
Blind and confused?
Yeah.
Alright, we're gonna go with blind and confused. Blind and confused. Yeah, I think that went pretty well.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I like these little one page.
Yeah, yeah.
Scenarios.
I also like that we didn't actually just succeed with killing by not putting down the steps. I'm like, all right, that was too easy.
That's one reason it didn't work.
It was a good idea.
Yeah, no, it was a great idea.
Yeah, it was a great
plan. At first, I thought you guys were saying you're going to try to trip him down the stairs with the spider web.
I'm thinking,
it's a spider web. It's not going to work.
That's like super strong spider web. It's like steel.
But getting it in his face would have been good.
Spider flap.
But no, he was waiting for you. That
spider.
Was complicated.
Solar flare.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope the listeners enjoyed it.
They did.
They
don't have a choice.
Yeah,
they liked this. They sat through this whole thing. They obviously enjoyed it. Yeah, that. Or they're like me. Like, even though how terrible it is, you have to find out how it ends.
Or they stopped listening a while ago and they're not even hearing this part.
Come back to listening to it.
They're not listening.
Now, but well,
if you
maybe
made,
if I say it loud enough.
If you made it this far, thanks for listening. I hope that you enjoyed it too.
I hope you get dangly eyes now.
We should start marketing eyeball truck nuts. All right.
Any last Christopher Walken thoughts? Guess not.
I no.
I don't like ghosts.